You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. Yeah.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
Very catchy.
Yeah.
Very catchy opening.
Never gets old.
Never does. It always, even when you come in and you're a little like, this might not be a good show, just look around. Yeah. That song gets everybody fucking pumped up.
There is that vibe in the air. This is going to be a slog.
Well,
well, it's going to be different for sure.
There it is.
There's the slog. Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Pour salt on that slog.
The former and future producer.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. All right, we switched it up a little bit.
Yeah.
First of all, we switched it up. You make me mad. Where I'm so mad on so many levels, I can't get through the levels of fucking anger I have for Scopo sometimes.
Are you talking? Why are you talking? What did I do so
Shut
far?
Shut the fuck.
Literally didn't do anything.
Because you're supposed to wait for me to go. You've done this show for 3 years.
No.
Shut the fuck.
He said turn the volume.
Wait, are there three producers that you have as much dead weight as your actual body weight on this show? That is impressive.
For every guest, an intern.
Yeah. You had to ruin fucking poor Mike's beautiful fat joke towards me.
Thanks.
And a slam towards you fucking nothings. let me explain what's going on. Yeah. Deepu has been sitting behind this monitor.
Yeah.
He runs the video. Yeah. I think it's important that everybody kind of gets a shot at that. So in case Deepu dies in a Staten Island ferry massacre.
Yeah, very different to have the Indian behind the computer. I like that change of pace.
If anybody have seen the
he's on tech support now.
The only good Batman movie when the two ferry. In case you know, there's a ferry with a bunch of criminals.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it might be a different story if that was real life. And Deepu would Deepu's over on the he's
I'm
in
at the table. I'm at
he's
the table.
He made the table.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, inadvertently, Deeps. For sure.
You popped your cherry.
It's actually, you've been very funny lately, and I just thought you should be over at the table and dumb might fucking
dumb.
Be able to do that.
Well, I'll tell you, I felt a lot safer behind that monitor.
You know, Deepu's been really funny lately, and that frog can also sing. It's just whenever you show him to people, he stops.
You're right.
That was from Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
I get it.
The hell of my baby.
All right, so let's...
Michigan J. Frog?
Yeah.
So we actually flipped it up. So Deepu's at the table where Scopo usually sits in silence. And nothing.
Scope, are you mad about that, by the way? I'm sure this is like a thing.
Just try not to fuck this up right now.
Oh, okay.
I will say I'm loving having this extra thigh room for that Scope over here.
Of course, we have the beautiful Lauren Kelly 2.0.
Hey, Bobby O.
When's 3 come out?
Never.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
What'd you write for this show? Yeah.
I say we wait for the 9 to come out and then buy the 8. I wrote too much.
I was going to give it to you earlier, but now you deserve it.
No, I'm not going to get a lot of laughs because it's like not a.
Are you originally from Hakistan?
First of all,
bomb dead.
Do not explain your fucking shittiness away. You always do that. Just take the hit and shut your face.
Well, you kind of rope in that I'm a cunt because I'm Indian. I'm afraid of that.
No,
you know,
you're
going
a cunt
out there.
Because you're a cunt.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
He's arranged for these jokes to not work.
Right? You're only here because you're Indian. Yeah. We need diversity.
This show would just be a white supremacist show.
Yeah, imagine how much better Deepu would be if he was played by Fisher Stevens.
Too smart.
I don't
too
any of these references. I'm just laughing politely.
All right, listen, here's the deal.
Fucking short circuit. It was a major success.
You should have said Cal Penn.
No, right, but so, the point was that it was someone who was an Indian that played an Indian.
Oh, yeah.
Short circuit.
Yeah,
should have said Ben Kingsley. That could have worked, too.
All right, so basically, first time I fell asleep on my own show.
Hold on. Take us around the room.
Do you guys want to play the song again?
They're 27.
All right, here we go.
Take us around the room?
Take us around the room.
All right, our first guest, to Bobby's left of me, we have Jay McBride. Yeah, from Buffalo, hilarious comic.
She's not from Albany, you fucking numbskull.
Oh, Albany. Oh, my bad.
I mean, there's really no difference at all.
He spent too much time on material to get the intros right. Yeah.
Well, no, I was told like 10 minutes before we're starting that I'm in this chair and not,
but you
and not
knew.
Over there. No, I had no idea.
You knew.
Yeah, you
I
know.
I was
you
warned
know.
Sort of
you
a couple weeks ago.
Week.
You knew, a couple
no,
weeks.
I had no idea. This is totally a setup. This was totally a setup.
No, it's not. Now. You're in the chair.
All right. Well, I nailed the first guest, right? Only I was only off by like 100
Yeah, but
kilometers.
A shitty state. You just had one the wrong shitty place.
Hey, every time one of his jokes dies, they're reincarnated into something more beautiful.
Yeah.
Know a lot about
that
your
last
culture.
Joke's gonna be a frog one day.
Yeah.
So,
jeez.
Am I trying?
Wow.
Right.
Listen, you know, listen, I'm gonna switch you.
Okay.
Oh
man,
already.
I only pitched one inning. Jesus. All right.
Dude, it's like game. I tell my jokes and then you do like the Zack Snyder version of them and just ruin them.
Is that a comic book thing?
Yeah. You say, though, okay. You drinking little mini Diet Cokes, it's like you're a monster.
This is all they had.
You're like John Goodman in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. What are you, fucking Deepu? Taking my
his character's name was Sully.
Sully. Yeah. I just saw the movie recently.
So we got Jay McBride's back from Albany.
We also have Mark Norman on the show.
Oh, hang on. I usually stay with some guests for a little bit. Let me do my thing that I've been doing. All right. How you doing?
I'm good.
How's
Thanks.
Albany?
It's about the same.
Great. Who's next?
Yeah. You got the egg.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
You got the egg in Albany.
The egg. Beautiful place. Beautiful venue.
Well, your main club is the Comedy Works.
Yes.
Which
it was. Which is, it's closed for the summer in
Ooh.
Albany, so it's in Saratoga.
So they have the new one in Saratoga.
Right.
So they do have, he still has a club. Tommy.
Right. But they have the Funny Bones.
Who runs
too,
the club,
so.
Who's a great guy. Big fucking guy. Big motherfucker, but a sweet guy, really, really good guy. He has a bunch of clubs. He has a bunch of businesses, which is all you know. It's always what you want your fucking comedy club.
Yeah.
To fucking this isn't my main business. Oh, that's good. I'm glad you fucking. It's gonna be here.
Right, I'd rather the person where the comedy club is like the last thing they're relying on than the person where the comedy club is all they're relying on, because like that's the person that picks you up from the airport and tells you how much money you're losing that weekend for that.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, like this guy's selling antique furniture and fucking phone booths from England.
Yeah.
He's making a million.
Yeah.
His comedy club's a sham.
Right. Right.
It's right below Amway for his finance.
Does he do Amway?
No, I don't think so. God, I hope not.
He's actually good. I actually got really mad at him last time I was there, though, because I'm doing the show. I love that club.
Yeah.
It's a fucking great club. The crowds are always great. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can be a little drunk here and there, but they tell him to shut the fuck up. They're pretty good with that. But he comes out in an hour. I'm on an hour, and I'm wrapping up.
Yeah.
But he comes out, and he's a big fucking guy, and he stands in the back of the room. He opens the kitchen door, so now a beam of light just appears in the back. And he goes, fucking...
Oh, the wrap-up.
Give me the wrap-up. And then, like, Keith Robinson, like, get off, motherfucker. Yeah. And then leaves. And I'm like, I fucking... I don't know
you
what I was thinking.
It. You lost
I
it, yeah.
lost it.
Uh-oh.
I went in the back, and I was looking up at him, too. That's always a bad sign when you're screaming at somebody.
Yeah.
You realize that your neck hurts.
Yeah. Right.
And I was like, what the fuck am I? I know what the fuck I'm doing. I know what an hour is. You don't fucking need to give me a fucking. And he went.
He's like, you don't need to give me your big fat finger or something.
I go,
whoa.
Yeah. And then he goes, I'm sorry. I fucked up. But I was like, okay. he just immediately was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I fucked up. And I was like, okay. And then I left, and I was like, thank God that could have went south.
Yeah.
Just grabbed me by the neck.
Right.
Just fucking dragged me down to the basement.
The worst towns have the best clubs or the best crowds.
Well,
there's nothing to do there.
Because there are oases. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just went. Dr. Steve. You guys all know Dr.
Yeah,
Steve from Weird Medicine. He is in Tennessee, the Kingsport. He brought me down. He brought, what's his name, down last year.
Florentine.
Jim Florentine. And he told me about it. I was like, dude, I love Dr. Steve. I'll just come. and he fucking paid me insane. Mm-hmm. He puts the show on. It's a sold out theater.
Wow.
I bring you in the night before in the beautiful hotel. He has this really cool woman that kind of fucking whatever you want. You know, she just drives you wherever you want, picks you up. We went out to dinner. I mean, insane show.
Uh-huh.
They had a bluegrass band going before me, which I was like, what the fuck is this? It was fucking great. And here's the greatest part. The bluegrass band goes up. They're unbelievable. Then they go, ladies and gentlemen, you've seen him on this, you've seen him on that, Robert Kelly. No opener, no middler, no fucking drinks, no food, no fucking who's coming, what better comics are coming in the next month that you fucked up and you came tonight.
Yeah.
It's just Robert Kelly. And you go out, I did an hour and 20, and it was fucking great. No check spot. Wow. No fucking bullshit.
So no spot for Scopo.
It was.
No, he was in the bluegrass band.
That's the drummer.
He actually set up the bluegrass.
I move shitty very well.
I think I love comedy that way.
Yeah.
Show the fuck up. That's why I'm booking this fucking tour in these venues, these rock clubs.
Oh, it's the way to go.
Stand up venues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You walk. I'm gonna get like a local band or whoever to come in and play. Or something, I'll just throw music, and then, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Kelly, walk the fuck out.
Yeah.
And get him going from the beginning. Hour and 10, hour and 20, whatever the fuck you want to do.
No waitress, no burger, no chicken wings. Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're a comic and you can get to the point where you can do that and work the theaters, there's no point in going back.
But here's the thing. You got the theaters, which, of course, you know, Amy and everybody, and then you got the arenas like Little Kev and Louie and all these guys.
Well, now Amy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, arenas. Amy's doing arenas now, too. Okay, but you get the theaters, which is great, 3,000 seaters.
Yeah.
But there's something else. These little 200 seaters.
Yes.
They're amazing.
The rock
club. Little 200 seaters that can jam these people in on a fucking night, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then go do a club Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And make a bunch of money, but you walk the fuck out. That's it. No bullshit.
Yeah.
Everybody's there to see you, mm-hmm. and they say your fucking name, and you do an hour. It was amazing. So I loved it.
Have you heard what Jimmy Carr does? Jimmy Carr has no opener. Mm-hmm. He just shows a video. He shows a video of his jokes, like some jokes written out, which seems weird, but it's actually really brilliant because you're reading it and you're paying attention.
Paying attention.
And you're getting the rhythm of the punchlines.
Exactly,
and
You're opening yourself.
You're opening for yourself.
Exactly.
And you're focusing everybody in the crowd to... Because when you go to a movie theater, right? First of all, Mark Norman.
Yeah. Hey, good to be here.
Give it up for Mark Norman.
All right.
I'm sorry. I stepped in your toes. You do it.
Mark Norman, everybody. Just got back from Moon Tower, if I recall.
Moon Tower and Melbourne.
Oh, cool.
Melbourne. How was the Moon Tower?
Amazing. One of the best fests I've ever been to.
It was great.
A good crew, so well organized. Every show was packed, hot crowd, great.
Yeah, I did it last year. It was really cool. It was really great. Yeah.
After party, met some ladies.
Oh, God, you're such a scammer. But I think you're right. When you go into a club, right, and you, I mean, when you go to a movie, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it's dead, it's quiet, you're sitting there, you're kind of finicking, looking on your phone, and all of a sudden the shit starts happening, and you're focused on the screen. And they got you. You're listening. You're looking at the previews or whatever the fuck they got to say. And then the show starts.
Yeah.
They literally focus everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch the show, and then it's over, and you fucking leave. I love that.
It's perfect. Remember HBO? Remember when an HBO movie came on? It would have that swooping over the fake city.
Yeah.
Remember that? I love that.
Remember they actually made the city? Back then, because they didn't have CGI.
Yeah, right.
They had to make a town.
Little houses, little trees.
Little models,
and little fucking lights and shit that would go on, and a car that would go...
Bzzz. That's how they made Armageddon, too, I think. Mm. Like, the big action parts in Armageddon are all, like, little made cities.
All the foreign countries they blowed up, all the American states.
Yeah.
You mean Armageddon, the movie, when they went to an asteroid?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had CGI then. Did they make the fucking little tiny asteroid?
Throwing pebbles?
Probably.
I really can't stand you. They didn't make a little...
Yeah, I swear to God.
Anyways.
Google it.
Can we introduce the next guest, please?
Oh, and lastly, we have Mike Lawrence, everybody.
Hey,
writer for Amy Schumer Show. Hilarious comic.
Hilarious comic, writer, another festival favorite. Nice. They love you at festivals.
Oh, that's nice.
Right?
I think so. I do a few. We were at Moon Tower last year. I did that 3 years in a row. The place is unbelievable.
It's great, right?
But you know what? It really is like the different, like, because you get through that phase of being a comic where you're just happy to be anywhere, and then the second phase is, are they treating me right? And they right. treat you really fucking great there.
Here's the problem I had last year. They had me closing every fucking show.
I remember that, yeah.
And I was like, okay. I think I was like a last minute thing. Yeah. Whatever. And I was like, all right, whatever. The people who run it are cool. You know what I mean? I kind of, everybody who runs it is nice.
They literally hired you to be an exclamation point.
Yeah. Well, it was like, okay, I get it. You know, I can close these fucking shows, whatever. But, you know.
But it's kind of a compliment, but then you're annoyed too. So it's a weird
It's not a compliment
moment.
When you let all these people go along. Like, nobody controls anybody's
That's
time.
True, yeah.
And I put up with it for, and then it was like, you know, I'm sitting there. And I'm like, look, she just went fucking 10 minutes over.
Yeah.
He did 5. He did 10. Yeah. Now it's fucking 1:30 in the morning. I don't even get to go to the fucking after party because I'm waiting to go the fuck right. on and close your fucking show.
Yeah.
I got mad, dude. I actually get yelled. I came back. I was like, a fuck enough is enough. Because, you know, you give a fuck. Everybody else is doing their time. I'm doing my fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's a big part of comedy, you fucks.
Sure.
You know, it's like, you can't expect, you want me there at 8 o'clock. I don't get to leave until 1?
Exactly. You got to get there a half hour early. Fuck you.
It's like, I was there a half hour early. I could have came an hour later.
Yeah, of course.
Literally, I could have came an hour and a half later. I still would have. 2 hours I was there waiting.
Once you're used to showing up 15 minutes before your set, it's tough to, like, be there at the fucking beginning till the end of a show.
Well,
it's exhausting.
Well, here's the thing, man. I get that people go over, but there should be somebody going, light these mother. Nobody was lighting them. So it's like, now you're just killing the room. Now you got me going up against all odds.
Yeah.
You got me going. I got to follow every new hot comic in the everybody
bringing their A game.
Bringing their fucking A game.
The Mike Lawrences of the world.
Right. Well, dude, I did. I remember one. It was 15 people on the show.
Yeah.
Oh my
last
God.
Year. Remember how many people were on the shows?
Yeah. And what's crazy was they hadn't done that before. Like, because that is literally how every LA show happens.
That's what I was gonna say.
Is that there isn't enough different stages, so whatever shows there are, they just overstuff them.
Oh, dude.
And the people run the light because they know they're not getting up anywhere else that night. So they're like, I have to get my fucking time in now.
Mm.
I was so mad. I was like, geez, you got me going a blast, one thing, but now it's fucking a fuck you after 15 people.
Yeah.
And everybody blew the light, and now it's like, and then I remember, like, there was somebody up front that was there to see somebody and some industry shit, and I go up at the end and I was just pissed, and they got mad at me like, fuck you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, go fuck yourself. It was just like, come on.
Do you have that thing? You probably are past this, but me and List were talking about this, how at festivals we get more nervous than we do anywhere else, because it's like industry comedians and regular people watching you. That gets in my head more than anything for some reason.
Not anymore, because industry doesn't, you know, industry's cool. Industry isn't on me, dude. I'm not, they never fucking liked me. I had to claw my way. I had to get, like, you know, Robbie Praw.
Yeah, yeah.
I hadn't heard of this podcast till I was on it.
thank you for adding some fucking funny to the show. Yeah. Fucking sitting and giving fucking pontificating. Well, you know, industry doesn't like me, dude. No, I mean, it's weird. Like, you know, there's people that the industry drools over as soon as they see them, and we're all like, what the fuck? Why does that guy get everything?
Deepu.
Yeah.
But then there's guys that, you know, it takes time, and you build relationships, and you get to know somebody, and he thought I was an asshole, but I'm not, and she thought I was this, and I thought she was a twat, and she's not, and then you become friendly with people, and then they start using you, and then you don't have to worry about it because they're using you because they like you, and they know you can do the fucking job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I think every era has, like, those people that are just picked as the guy, even before they're ready or whatever. It's like, you're just fucking chosen.
Yeah.
And the rest of us have to accept that, and, you know, it's like, you either get bitter or better, you know?
Yeah, you have to get better. Yeah. Being bitter is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what the fuck are you going to do, man? It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how hard you work. You're never going to take that guy's place or that girl's place.
Well, the people that get the most bitter are the ones who try to, like, apply logic and reason to a business that has none.
Yeah.
You know, someone can start tomorrow and just be on TV in 6 months. That's just the way it is. Like, they may have something that the industry fucking wants or needs, and
got it.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is fucking weird. I mean, it's like a magical place.
That's
literally dreams come true for some people. And other people just have to sludge it out in Albany.
It's funny because, like,
guy fucking fat fingered fucking owner whip his finger around and get you off stage.
Any road comic that's been doing it like 40 years, you want to talk about bitter? They're the ones that are just like,
and they're doing the same fucking act.
Right. Sometimes, but you know what's worse with those guys when they're not bitter? When they're satisfied.
Right.
When they're like, this is great.
Right.
I have three shirts lined up in the back seat of my car.
Right.
Now, all these people look back at Eddie Murphy's like the greatest of all time. But I imagine, like, when he was coming up, he's 18 on SNL. People are like, he's dressed as Gumby. What the fuck is that voice? Like, probably just angry and furious.
Same shit, Pete. Davidson's
I just like that he dated trannies.
Yeah.
Same. What's that?
I just like that he dated trannies.
I don't know about dating.
Do you
think there was love in the equation?
There was a courtship. It was a long courtship.
Being in the transgender world, do you know anything we should know?
Yeah. Oh, I just wasn't that a big thing. Come on, tell us.
You guys talk.
We're not like the Amish. We don't like.
Wait, are you trans?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Think of all the trans.
I don't know what was what. What was up? What was down? All right, thank God.
He's like, I don't know what's making less sense, you or Deepu's jokes.
I didn't want to introduce her as trans because I wanted to be like, she's just a person.
I wanted to wait till after the makeout session.
Right.
After the hands get moving, you know?
Deepu has a crush on you, I think.
Yeah. On half of you.
Yeah.
He's a real Shyamalan. He wanted us to find the twist on our own.
Oh, right. M. Night. I stopped going to see him, too.
So, what are you doing? What are you doing later, Jay? You want to hang out? Okay.
Alrighty.
Too much.
We'll take any white woman.
You have done rabbit. Just
put it on my head.
He's got to turn that scarf into a noose by the end of the
day. We call that a turban.
Anyways.
Well, good day.
Someday, Deepu will transition into a comic.
It's going to be a lot of surgery.
It's
going to
be a while.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's still going to look like a dude.
I'm still kind of bummed that you didn't crush one of those Coke cans, though, when you finished it. You know, those tiny little cans that would have just been...
Andre the Giant?
Right.
Mike Lawrence smash.
I'm not the one on testosterone pills.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Estrogen, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
Mike's on scurvy pills.
Oh, man.
God, this is Keith Robinson. We don't have a plug to do this, right?
Oh, jeez. Talk about dead weight.
All right, Keith. I'm doing my live podcast right now, the YKWD. How you doing? You're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hi, you're on the air. We got around five people up in the studio. What's happening?
Oh, you got five people in the studio, huh? Nothing's happening, man.
Well, four people in one Scopo.
Who's that?
That's Mike Lawrence.
Don't know him.
What about
we talk about comic book movies all the time, fucking Judas.
What about you?
I like that.
What about Mark Norman?
What about who?
Mark Norman.
Shut up, Keith.
Yo, next.
Next.
Jay McBride.
That's not me.
What about Deepu? You know Deepu?
He knows me.
Deepu is nice. That's the only one I like.
Yeah.
That was the biggest insult to me and Mark there's been.
What about Scopo? What about Chris Scopo? Don't you like Chris Scopo?
No, his hips are too wide.
He does have some childbearing.
Yeah, that's
I'll talk to you later, man.
I'll talk to you later. I'll call you back later. Take it easy.
Hey, turn your flashlight off.
Yeah.
Remember that time you made me call Keith to book the show?
Yeah.
And I called him, and he told me he was busy, and I didn't believe him.
Yeah, he's such an arrogant fuck.
He just hangs up on you.
Yeah, he's looking at hotel prices.
Called Keith Robinson to host show, and he didn't believe. He goes, I'm busy. And what'd you say to him?
No, I was like, okay, Keith, great. Okay, you know, sorry, whatever. And then I called you. And I was like, he said he's busy, but I don't believe him. And then you and Keith ambush phone called me.
Yeah.
And we had
look at fucking Hollywood Deepu here, man. Yeah. Fucking Keith was the only. You're the only one he complimented, and then you're talking shit on him immediately.
Yeah, you should ask to open for him.
Open for him, opening for Wanda Sykes.
right. Yeah.
That's a double open.
It's not my crowd, but I'll try it.
Yeah, well, anyways, back to that, the festival thing. I love festivals because it's the only time we get to hang out.
Yes.
Because we all become headliners at a certain point. Not all of us. But most of us become headliners. And we don't ever see each other, ever. No. But on those festivals, like Moon Tower, you get to. And especially when it's Montreal, what a great town.
Oh, yeah.
Austin's a fucking kick-ass town. You know, I mean, I felt bad last year at Moon Tower. I wish my agent, this is my problem, my agent, I wish he called me up and said, look, you weren't on the festival. You're a last-minute booking. So we're just throwing you on the show. Do you want to do it? So instead of saying, ah, oh, you want to go, and then you show up and you know, you're not on any posters. They had a ping pong thing and everybody's face is on ping pong paddles. And I was like, oh, where's mine? And I'm not anywhere.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Big.
You had those
I'd be perfect for a ping pong paddle. My head was made for ping pong paddles.
You do realize there are 10 million people in this country without jobs, and you're furious that you weren't on a ping pong paddle.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, welcome to show business. Go okay. Fuck yourself. You want two mini Cokes, and because you run through them, fuck off. Oh, just slow down and give
How
it
many
a
times you Google yourself today?
Not today yet.
All right.
Anywho, but the festivals are, I mean, the people who run them, I do think they're great. And I had a blast last year at that. And Montreal is a fucking blast.
That's the best.
I love Montreal.
Comedy Disneyland.
Isn't it really?
It is. You're like, oh, there's Bill Burr. There's Todd Glass. There's Chris Rock. It's incredible.
Dude, I remember we went the first year, 2010.
Yeah.
It's like when we got there like Monday or Tuesday, like everyone was there. And then like Saturday night, like the Sham Wow guy was like there. Yes. And I'm like, oh, this is the end of this.
And I'm
Some
still
say
like,
the world will end in fire.
Right. I'm still like, I hope he likes me. He's on TV.
And that, by the way, is the shittiest product ever. I'm so disappointed.
Is it really?
I've never
really?
Been so disappointed as trying
the Sham
Wow.
It has the word sham in it. Like, it's telling you it's a piece of shit.
They sell millions.
I know.
But they
I
don't
know.
Work well. They don't soak up very much. Like, in the commercial, it soaks up like a gallon of water.
I believe. How come no one's made, like, a fucking jizz towel?
I think that's what it is, basically.
Like a perfect jizz towel. Like, just picks jizz up like lint.
I think that's
Would you want your face on that one, too, or no? Just the ping pong?
That was pretty, jizz on Bobby's
pretty
face.
Funny, you fucking asshole. I was talking to, you'll find this interesting, Mr. Lawrence. I was just talking to Howard Porter.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's amazing. He's doing the new Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's awesome.
Which, when he said it to me, I was like, what are you doing? Like, you go from Justice League,
you know that's
going to
sell more copies than, like, Spider-Man.
Well, here, what he told me about it is that it's Scooby-Doo Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
I saw
the
page
for that.
But they're really, like, Scooby-Doo's pretty, like, they're drawn realistic.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
wow.
not the cartoon. So Scooby-Doo actually has, like, a thing over his brain or throat that when he doesn't talk, he shoots out emoticons or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And tells you what he's thinking. And, like, everybody's real and it's fucked up and, you know, it's drawn real, like Walking Dead type shit.
Uh-huh. They did that with Sabrina, I think.
Yeah, Archie, Afterlife with Archie, which is a fucking amazing comic. It's like the Archie characters, but they're zombies.
Right.
Really?
And the art is unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, like when he first told me, I'm like, dude, you're fucking, what are you, like, I thought he was having a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And I would just go buy a Corvette and I'm doing Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see it. I'd actually go see that movie.
Yeah.
A badass fucking Scooby-Doo.
Well, all the elements are already there. And, you know, most horror has teenagers anyway. And then it's like, they're right, you know.
Yeah, Velma.
Oh.
Dude, watch Fred get fucking killed. That would be the best. Like, is blood there on that ascot.
The ascot, and what about Velma just eating some box?
Oh,
yeah.
Finally. You know what I mean? Just eating some fucking apocalypse pussy.
Right in the back of the van.
Just fucking that turtleneck.
What was the
hot She's one? A lesbian.
Daphne.
It's the end of the world, Daphne. It's the end of the world. Let me bring you some happiness.
Daphne and
she was the hot
Shaggy.
One.
Right.
Daphne, how great. I told him, too. I go, dude, if I could, this is why God didn't give me your gift, because he can draw smoking hot women with the abs.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I would just draw chicks, like, and fucking jerk off to them.
My friend did that.
Huh?
Yeah, but by the time you're done drawing, your hands are so fucking sore, you know? Like, to get it really detailed and shit.
Dude, I would just draw me fucking, like, Velma taking it from Scooby.
Yeah.
You know, like, he gets, like, a page done a day. Like, it's the most exhausting fucking work.
It is. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
That's like the usual rate, like a page a day. Yeah,
yeah, but let me ask you a question, though. I mean, I really don't know what goes into it. I mean, I think somebody draws something. It's like the Chinese guy in front of AMC Theater on 42nd Street. Too many.
That guy's great.
Because the actual, like, the page that he's drawing on before it's, you know, put into the comics is so detailed and large. It's like a big fucking, like, poster board type thing.
Now, but it's on the computer. It's not on actual page.
I think they still draw by hand, and then a lot of the guys. I mean, Howard's, you know, an old school guy. I think he does it by hand.
Does he do it by hand?
I think a lot of the coloring and stuff is done, and the inking is done by computer, but the penciling, like, the best pencilers still pencil by hand.
No shit.
Yeah.
So then they have, like, so he'll have that piece of art.
Yeah.
So each page is a piece of art.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me and him went to, after your podcast one day, we went to a comic shop, and they have these editions of comics called, like, artist editions.
Oh, yeah.
And
I saw,
they're like $200. Right. They're fucking huge, and there's no color or anything. They look exactly at the same size as when the original artist drew them. They're fucking beautiful.
Wow, and it's $200.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the original, but it's like a copy of the art. It's really amazing. They're really cool looking.
Yeah. I love it. I love that art form. It's so fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Being able to draw body like that, shredded. Yeah. Like, even Flash. Yeah. Look at the fucking, just how shredded they are.
Oh, yeah, they all are, yeah.
I would love to be that shredded.
I can't wait to see the Flash in a really shitty movie soon.
Yeah.
How ironic that you're wearing a Flash shirt. The slowest guy.
I've made that joke on stage many times.
Uh-huh. That's like a black comic wearing On Time Man. That doesn't exist, but I'll take the laugh.
Yeah, Flavo Flav never looks at the clock. He just wears it.
Yeah, right.
This is so funny. You know,
it's time not to pay my child support again.
Whoa.
All right.
No, Flavor Flav specifically, not all black. No.
Distasteful bandana?
We have a racist bandana.
Oh, yeah.
Chink-dana.
No, Flavor Flav specifically has a lot of history of neglect.
That's racist.
A factual joke.
I know. Right. Oh, so you're being factual. Okay, give it back. Yeah. You weren't being you were trying to get...
Flavor Flav specifically. No, really shitty father.
Is that a sham wow?
The gist towel.
This is the racist bandana.
Oh, all right.
Hillary made a joke about black people time recently, and she got booed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Clip of that?
Well, what about last at the what's the guy's name? Late Night. What's
Larry Wilmore.
He needs the bandana.
He bombed.
Yeah, I've got in a fight with Norton about it. Norton's like, he was great. I was like, it sucked. Yeah,
what, you had a fight? Really?
We got in an argument about it.
Yeah.
I was like,
a lot of hokey black jokes.
Didn't he call Obama his
Yeah. I didn't make it that far, but I heard that.
He said that?
Yeah.
Man. He said
it
the word.
It was super awkward, yeah.
He said, my nigga?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, Obama's like, yeah, thanks.
He played it cool. He's just like, yeah, brother. Yeah, sure. Whatever you say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got to hear
that. Obama's like, I'll save this for you. Would it be great if we see, like, someone throw a bandana at Larry Wilmore?
I'm definitely doing that in Photoshop later today.
What?
Can we hear it?
Love a good sound effect.
Oh, man. Oh boy, it's going to be an ordeal.
Play the clip.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, it'll play. It'll come through. Yeah. Once we hit play.
Let's judge someone we might have to work for someday.
Oh, Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you think his ratings will go up or down after this? Or do you think it makes a difference?
The show still sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like the show? Is it bad?
No, it's
terrible.
Bad.
The times I've seen it, it's been atrocious.
Now, why do you think they'll cancel Colin Quinn's Tough Crowd? Why aren't they canceling this?
Because that's a couple of...
Just put that on your mic.
All right. That's a couple of white guys saying stuff.
Right,
it's different.
It.
Well, they had one black guy.
Yeah.
Only the
enough.
Best black
Only
guy
one.
Ever.
Yeah. And he's a black host.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks for keeping that applause going all the way, too. I appreciate that.
That's a hack.
I tell you, it must be, really quick, it must be, for a comedian, the most nerve-wracking
gig. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to judge someone.
I mean, you cannot give this guy that much shit. You can say bomb, whatever, but I think most comics are going to take off. no one's going to do a fuck. No one's going to kill at this. Once in a while, somebody does. You're like, oh my. And we're so surprised.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
Like, you believe he fucking
And it's
did
often because
well.
They're killing to us and not in the room. Like, Colbert, like, that's considered the best one ever. He's not destroying in the room, but it's yeah. fucking amazing to watch because he hates those people and you do too.
I will yeah. say Cicely Strong fucking killed one of those once.
Didn't Seth Meyers do well too?
Yeah, he did pretty well. Did, yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to have a team of writers.
Oh, yeah, yeah no doubt
I mean, you
about
have
it.
To spend the fucking money.
Yeah, and oh, you got to yeah. run it at clubs and
you
gotta everything.
You got to run it. He probably just had people write jokes in his office
yeah. Yeah.
who were on his show,
yeah.
which is probably...
After, while they're making the show, did so he, they're overworked.
Did he yeah. run it here?
Who?
The seller? Larry Wilmore?
I've been gone. I don't know. I didn't
Are we
see
good?
Who yeah, did, yeah. Who wrote for Obama? Any idea?
Obama had some great jokes.
He had some great jokes.
Right,
I think that was Deepu again.
Oh, welcome to Negro Night here at...
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Washington.
Or as Fox News will report, two thugs disrupt elegant dinner in D.C.
That's pretty
That's
funny.
How we do it.
Obama and him.
Nice to be here, though, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, or as you know they're going to call it next year, Donald Trump presents a luxurious evening paid for by Mexico.
Oh.
Whoa. Scared of that. But thank you so much. It's
you know, every time one of those doesn't work, someone gets fired. You know, like he remembers, who did the Mexico joke? You motherfucker.
Right, right.
Well, what's funny, too, is that he keeps going, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And well, it's nerves.
As comics, it's nerves. Like, people don't pick up on that, but me, I'm going, oh, this motherfucker's nervous.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you,
yeah.
thank you for being
well,
here.
His knees are knocking.
Larry is, like, he's a brilliant EP. Like, he did the Bernie Mac show.
In Living Color?
Blackish. I think his brother was on Mark Wilmore.
I think he wrote on it, though.
Maybe. But he was a comic originally, but he's like a writer and right. the PJs. He's like this brilliant behind the scenes guy.
Right.
But I think like getting back in front of the scenes at that late of an age.
Well, wasn't Conan the same way? Conan was the same guy.
He was a writer.
True. He was yeah. a behind the scenes amazing guy. That
but
wrote
he started
for
hosting in his late 20s. It's the difference between like doing it again in your.
But he
like,
wasn't
early 50s.
That when he started. Conan was not good.
Oh, he sucked.
Oh, yeah. Fucking was uncomfortable
yeah, yeah.
to watch.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, he learned it in front of us.
I mean, that was. Thank God there was TV and technology didn't
yes.
exist because they yeah. had nothing else. It was
right.
like, fuck it, yeah, let him have it. Let him and let Byron Allen have whatever that
yeah,
time
yeah.
slot is.
Right,
and
yeah.
they both became fucking gazillionaires.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. That's my favorite late night ever is like mid-90s Conan.
Oh, the best. Masturbating
it's like,
Bear.
Yeah, and that Triumph, writing staff is the out. Fucking best
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, it's
Louis
weird,
C.K.
Right?
Robert
yeah.
Smigel.
Yeah.
yeah.
Good. First Lady Caroline Whitehouse, yep. Correspondents Association, for hiring me, and Mitch McConnell for not
Who's
blocking my nomination. Seriously, you got to give Mitch McConnell credit. At this point, he could block LeBron James.
What?
He's unbelievable. Yeah.
This is a tough gig.
But yeah, the filibuster jokes aren't working.
So
yeah.
I am a black man who replaced a white man who pretended to be a TV newscaster. So, yeah, in that way, Lester Holt and I have a lot in common.
That's a good joke.
I picture that joke at a mic at the creek.
That's like, where you picture all jokes, because that's the only time you perform.
Admit, it's not easy to follow the president, man. You got some jokes, Mr. President. President's funny. Stay in your lane, man. It's not fair. You don't see me going around presidenting all the time, right?
Ooh.
I don't go around passing health care and signing executive orders, Ugh. Pardoning turkeys, not closing Guantanamo. Oh, wait, maybe I did do that. But I have to say, it's great. It looks like you're really enjoying your last year of the presidency.
Oh, shit, this is 20 minutes.
Saw you hanging out.
Good Lord.
He's doing fine.
Yeah, he's fine. But
it sounds better than it looks. When they show the crowd, it looks like no
yeah.
one's laughing.
Oh,
yeah. yeah, you know what?
It's not a stand-up. That's all it is.
Yeah, this is like a Rich Voss CD. He didn't mic the crowd.
Well,
yeah. He's
also,
Rich.
Also,
Rich.
We wouldn't be watching that.
Yeah, but it's also like, in most situations, like if a comic wasn't doing well, they could revert to their A. Like, he has to do material mm-hmm. specifically written for that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to, and also, it's, I mean, you're in a lane.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't when you're a comic, you can kind of get out of your lane if you need to and go, nice shirt, fucking queen. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Well, the difference between comic and not a comic is like when you look at like when Chris Rock, you know, hosted the Oscars, he was at the store every night, you know, running it before that.
Yep.
Larry's probably not doing that. So that's the first time he's telling those jokes.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's tough.
It's tough, and you're relying, you're like, this joke's, these are funny. This is going to work. And then when it doesn't, that must fucking stop your heart.
Oh, you get frazzled quick. Oh
my God, I'm done with that. Fuck that. I can't watch them anymore. Yeah, and neither one of them. I mean, I'm darker than both of them, for God's sakes.
Right.
Norman has a better tan than fucking Obama. Nothing? All right. it was not... It's a hard gig to do. So to say somebody, you know, and I think he did. He listened to it now. That's not that bad.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. I mean, could you imagine? This is what I
do. We didn't get to the bad part, I want to say. That was only,
what's the bad part?
I think the bad part is
when people judge it, it's like, what the fuck do you want it to be?
What's the bad part?
Well, I mean, compared to like Colbert or when Jon Stewart did it, they fucking nailed it. They did an amazing. I would not say like go to like 7 minutes in.
All right, go to 7 minutes in for us.
And then
here's the thing, though. Yeah. When think about this.
Depot's just stealing his
when
jokes.
That's
the reason why we're playing it.
Yeah, we're skipping over the 4 minute mark where he's doing, where I'm doing his act.
When fucking you get that phone call to do this.
Oh yeah.
It's, you're a black guy. It's a black president. Okay? It's his last year.
Yeah, you want to stand out.
We want you to do this. You're a political comedian.
You replaced Daily
Colbert.
Daily Show. Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, you can't say no, but you want to.
Yeah,
you know, he was like, he went home and went, honey, I don't want.
Yeah.
I don't want. I mean, if he could have got fucking AIDS for a week, he would have took it.
Yeah.
If he could have fell and broke his leg, anything to not do this gig.
But don't you think you should kind of follow that fear? Like, I have that with the roast battles. Like, I've done a few roast battles, and I'm like, I don't want to do this. But if you go for it, you feel great after.
You feel great if it
goes well. Yeah.
And it's also at the stand. Who gives a fuck? There's 18
right.
people.
No, you did one at the theater, right?
I did one at the Gramercy.
First of all, it was a fucking joke. I was just trying to make an example that
I was trying to say it's a lot more pressure at a theater than the stand.
Well, I like you better over here. Fucking get you.
But yeah.
All right, let's play. So, I mean, you have to do shit like this, but man. God.
You don't want to.
Yeah, do you ever have a gig where you're like, I fucking don't want to do it, and then something happens?
Oh,
and you're like, oh, God.
The best.
I don't think there's any better feeling. That's like just an emotional orgasm.
Like, we're still going to pay you, but we got to wrap up the club for a weekend. You're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've actually thought of lighting, like flying in a week early and lighting the place on fire. It's, you know?
But it's like, you know, like when people, like when musicians do the Super Bowl, you know, like they don't get paid for that, right? Like they do that because that's advertising.
They don't?
No.
I didn't know that.
Seriously?
I didn't know they
don't.
I
thought that was millions.
No. No,
they don't get anything.
No.
What?
Wow. And the thing is,
no,
it's
they're like,
VH1.
Wow.
Yeah.
And one out of like seven, you know, of those, like, you know, there's like Prince, Bruno Mars, Beyonce, that's it, that people like. No, but people shat on Coldplay. But what I'm saying is, like, most of the time it's like a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Just getting that much scrutiny, people are, and now in this culture, people just want to pick things apart.
That's why I made more money in the Super Bowl than Beyonce.
What's that?
I made more money in the Super Bowl than Beyonce.
You did?
There you go. I don't.
She made nothing.
I'm glad I turned that gig down.
Yeah, it's like they do that Gator thing. I don't know if they do it anymore. They have the Gator Bowl or
Florida.
50,000 people in a comic. I know Dane did it and Geraldo did it, and you have to go out in front of these people and do like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah,
it's like fuck. You know, after they did it, it was great because you did well. But leading up to that, you're like, please let somebody die.
Yeah.
Like, just let a baby get hit by lightning 5 seconds before I have to go out.
They did this before a football game?
No, I think it's just a rally, like a big fucking rally,
like rally.
Outside at the football stadium.
Dude, I remember my mom, you know, my mom did comedy like in the 80s and 90s.
I remember.
And they had her.
You know, she opened for me.
Yeah. No, but there was
you know
there was
what I mean?
Father? No, there was a time
double
when
double open.
Just call me disappointed.
But this was like in the boom, like in the late 80s, like every place was trying to have comedy, and this movie theater was like, let's have comedy before the movies.
Let's
have two comics. And, you know, my mom was like, it was like the worst gig. But what was amazing was that she like had this one friend do it one time, and it was in front of the movie Fatal Attraction.
My God.
And he's bombing, right?
Tough crowd.
So he just starts spoiling the movie. Like, he has a meltdown. It's like, oh, yeah, motherfuckers.
That's great, though.
Because there are those gigs where it's like sometimes, you know, you get to do what you love, and sometimes you're just paid to be up there.
Well, of course. But that's the option this poor motherfucker doesn't have.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, that guy had the option to be a comic.
Yeah.
And have his comic ego be saved by him being funny and going, this bitch cooks a rabbit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know.
This bitch cooks a Rosie a Black comic?
Yeah. That's on his money. I'm kidding. Yeah. But
the movie started a little late.
The one time they're supposed to be talking in the movie theater.
Hey!
I love that he snatched the band's racist dinner.
I knew.
Before.
I was aware. I didn't want to pretend it wasn't.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, I couldn't imagine doing this shit. Let me hear this guy stink for a sec. There's nothing better for a comic, though, by the way.
Highest rated cable news.
Than watching this shit?
To hear a comic bomb.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything more entertaining to us than hearing just a guy say a joke into the void.
Yes.
And just hear nothing get back. And then to look into his eyes and see him have to think.
And you just hear that dry mouth swallow.
Yeah. I got
lip smacking.
Panel among viewers who have no idea what shade means.
Oh, he's going into the slang.
Yep.
It's the thing, like when a friend has a late night set now, I don't say good set until I've seen it.
After her Black Panther inspired performance at the Super Bowl. Anti-cop, come on. At the most, she's anti-pants.
Wow. Yeah. See what I mean?
Like, it's a lot worse.
She really likes Beyonce, though.
Wait, stop.
Kelly file, Becky with the...
I forget. Okay. Did you see that... Just a cunt redhead in the middle. Just who, I don't give a fuck if Pryor came back and was up there going, this motherfucker's crazy. Yeah. She'd still be like, ugh, fucking hate comedy.
Just reading the wine bottle.
Oh, like, why is Colin Powell talking?
It looks like Bunsen Honeydew.
Lemonade?
I don't know.
No? Too, yeah. Oh, okay.
Ugh.
That's the worst. Stop. Yeah. That's the worst. When you go to the fucking panel,
yes,
and you start improvising, but they don't know how to improv, and then you're stuck in some shitty improv. Yeah. A little bit.
Nor do they want to help you.
Yeah.
They're like, don't bring me into this.
Stop for a second.
Exactly.
How great are those microphones?
Yeah.
The double.
Don't you wish it was like an Albany microphone, just a dent in the top, and you just fucking pull the cord out? This sounds so good.
Scopo set the levels.
Oh, NBC?
Jesus, how red is that guy's face?
No. He's uncomfortable.
Which actually now stands for missing a significant number of black correspondents. Am I wrong? Have you guys seen they like fired Melissa Harris Perry? They canceled Joy.
Freeze it.
The Ice Queen.
Look at these slave owners. These
I paid how much for him?
What's this motherfucker?
Who's on the $20 bill? What?
You can count the women ruining the fun at this event.
Why is the valet Parker on the microphone?
Look at her. She's
that's
Tom Brady's ex.
She fucking hates.
That's Bridget Moynihan.
That is. You can tell by her fucking huge forehead.
Yeah.
That's why Brady dumped her, because of that head.
The only black people they've ever joined is the cast of Hamilton. You know?
Wow. you're the first person to have double bandanas.
Was that a Wilmore set?
Jesus Christ.
That's a very cultured joke.
All right, go ahead.
They very cultured. 16 Tony nominations today.
Related to Isaac Hayes.
What?
That's wrong.
Wow, an Isaac Hayes reference.
MSNBC got rid of so many black people. I thought Boko Haram was running that network.
Oh, God.
That's a fine joke.
That would...
Fine joke to you, fucking elitist.
I love Boko Haram.
Some of America's finest black journalists are here tonight. Don Lemon's here, too.
Ooh, a dig on Lem.
Hey, Don, how's it going? Alleged journalist Don Lemon, everybody.
Alleged.
Oh!
Charlene,
I think, was here tonight. You know,
that's,
I'm surprised Al's a Hillary supporter. You don't put a relaxer in your hair for 40 years and not feel the burn.
It just doesn't happen.
That was good.
That guy got a raise.
That was a good joke. That was a good joke.
That guy got to order steak at the meal.
If you're sitting next to Al Sharpton, feel free to feel the perm.
And then he ruined it like a deep poop.
Yeah.
Can you pause this for 1 second?
Feel the fern? What did you say?
Did you see the fucking...
Feel the perm.
Oh, perm.
Do you understand the room they're in? Is you cannot be funny in a spaceship.
Yeah.
There's no way you can be funny with that lighting.
Yeah.
Everybody's lit.
That's
like doing comedy at a wedding.
It's a real cuntateria.
Listen, this is fucking awful.
Yeah.
This poor guy.
Yeah.
I mean... First of all, they should not even go back to him. They should just keep the camera on the cunts in the audience.
Right, right.
These fucking white women who live in North Carolina and fucking Mississippi who are like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Oh, God. They fucking hate him.
I can't watch anymore. It's too hard.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah. But you're right. We do just love tearing shit apart. Like, I hate when you do a late night set and somebody writes in the comments, he looked a little nervous. Yeah, motherfucker, it's my dream come true. I better be a little nervous. What am I, a lunatic?
Yeah.
We're too exposed to critiques from everybody.
I know.
You know what it is, too? Like, comedy fans now, like, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, we have the best fans ever, like, with the intimacy and all of that, but, like, they're too smart sometimes. Like,
yeah.
No one ever says, like, that was funny. It's always good set or nice tag. It's like they know all
the lingo.
Terminology.
Yeah,
it's
that's
weird
gross.
Sometimes.
I tell you this. It's fucking weird. And I hate when they use the lingo wrong.
Yeah.
Like, he's a hack. It's like, no, well, you don't even know what the fuck hack is.
Yeah, he bombed this. He's a hack.
That or, like, because we ball bust each other. They think that they can ball bust you too. It's like, but we don't know each other. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But if you look too, there's so many late night, doing a late night show, and now that Letterman's gone, it doesn't matter.
Well, you don't want to bomb.
How can you bomb? Who bombs on fucking late night?
Dice Clay just did.
No way.
On Fallon. It was
no
brutal.
Way.
Little Duval.
Oh, put that up.
Bad.
What are you
that
talking about?
He did Fallon. It's horrific. Yeah,
he
I heard
did
about that.
Stand up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
I'm going to say this before we play this. His new show on Showtime is fucking great.
It's funny.
It's really funny. It's really a fly on the wall. It's weird. It takes a left when you think they're taking a right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fucking great.
I like it.
I really do like it. And I love that Showtime gave him a shot. Have you seen it?
No.
You not like Dice?
It wasn't my thing. I respect him, but that's just not my thing.
It's not my thing either, but the show's
pretty
good.
But his stand-up, I get. You might not be his thing, but...
I think he's a good actor. I think he's great in Blue Jasmine.
Yeah.
But this,
he was great in that.
This show he has is kind of about his life.
Yeah.
I'd give it a shot. Do you ever watch the Brody Stevens documentary?
Dude, Brody Stevens is in it.
Oh, okay.
He does an episode.
But he did a documentary series that, like, Comedy Central played about, like, his mental illness and stuff. It was
Wait a minute.
Great.
Brody Stevens... Who the fuck is Brody Stevens?
Yes, positive
I'm Brody
energy.
Stevens.
Oh no,
Hangover.
He goes on
Hangover
too.
He
gives his credits.
All right,
that's
I'm sorry,
does,
I fucked up. Who's the guy that was in King Kong?
Adrian Brody.
Sorry, that guy.
Adrian Brody.
Who's also in Dice?
Who? That's my point. Adrian Brody was in Dice. Thank you, Mark, for understanding. The fucking the conversation that we've had.
Yeah.
He went, he's in.
Yeah.
Like he fucking discovered
I
something.
I found that out.
Brody's an LA comic.
Brody, I love Brody.
Yeah.
He's great. I follow him on Instagram. Very funny guy. He was going to be a baseball player, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Really great guy. Adrian Brody, I don't know. How do you have a nose that big?
Yeah, but he pulls it off.
And still hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my point. And I how the fuck.
Did he pick
Shirley?
Because
he has confidence, and he made out with Halle Berry on stage, like no big fucking
deal. You can't be fat and have that nose.
Yeah.
You have to be rail thin to have a nose like that literally comes down and takes a left on your face.
Yeah, this is,
he's Italian, but we believed him as a Holocaust survivor. That's how big that nose is.
Dude, we need a blanket.
He's a Jew.
I'm a Jew. Right. Yeah.
It's fine.
Let's
see some.
All right, good.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I hope I learned some nursery rhymes.
He should have done that bit.
Nah.
Oh, shut up.
It just looks like Danny Aiello dressed as the Terminator.
You know, I'm really like in a bad mood. No, shouldn't that, you know, it's like the whole world is flipped upside down. I mean, I'm sorry, Jimmy, if you don't have it. I mean, my own kid just told me backstage, Dad, your career's coming up. You don't want to go out there and say this. But somebody's got to say it, okay? I mean, come on. What are you, suckers? From the minute you wake up in the morning, there it is. CNN, Facebook, Twitter. The violence, the mudslinging. This campaign is disgusting. I mean, Batman versus Superman.
He stole my act.
Stop. Is that your act?
No. Oh.
All right, first of all.
It is weird seeing Andrew Dice Clay do nerd material.
It is, fucking, right?
It is no longer special.
Yeah.
I feel like I should take this flash shirt off and wear Tap Out. Because I emotionally just did.
All right, guys, what's the next one?
Are you kidding me with this here now?
Stop 1 second. I just want to commend how amazing, aww, Lauren, you are on this fucking... Dang. If this was Scopo, we would just unplug this fucking computer.
God, the bar is set so low. Yeah, you push stop. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. What a fucking tech whiz. What was that?
Hey, don't stay on me the whole fucking time.
I have
time.
To watch the fucking thing.
Oh, well, tell me to get out of the way.
You're not in the way.
Oh,
I got this.
Go ahead.
Somehow I still can't see the TV.
Where's the fifth camera?
It's over there.
Why can't we put it here like we do?
We've been sharing the camera with you and the TV.
All right, go ahead.
It's a wide lens.
Ready?
It is.
What?
128 degrees.
Oh, nice talking to you. All right, go ahead.
Bruce Wayne, they shouldn't even be on the same poster. There is no competition here. You know what I mean? Think about it. Bruce Wayne, billionaire, Batman, big shot, right? Shows up at a little costume party with the outfit, the little mask with the pointy ears, the utility belt.
Okay, so clearly he hasn't read.
Nice job, by the way.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, he has not read Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns issue 4, where they establish them as adversaries and show that Batman can take on Superman. Continue.
Okay. Also, is he requiring us to have seen the movie to get this joke?
This was before the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And what does Sebastian think about him stealing his accent?
Ah.
Oh, think about it.
Also, did you ever think you'd hear Dice say the words Twitter and Facebook? Is that not fucking odd?
It is odd, yeah.
It's fucking odd.
Even Bruce Wayne.
I used to have a joke that I actually loved when I first started. I was like, it was about fucking Flash. I go, I get all the, but Flash, fuck, he'd get there quicker than shit, but he still has to wait for Superman. It's like, I'm here. I'll be right back with Superman.
No, they've raced before, and they're pretty much equal.
Yeah, but what can he do when he get there? Nothing.
What do you mean?
Flash.
He can just...
No, they get there at the same time.
Yeah, but what does he do?
I think he's shitting on your shirt.
They hang out.
No, but Flash is fast. Who gives a fuck?
Like, what's his...
Superman does everything.
Flash can do lots of stuff. He can create tornadoes with his hands.
Yeah, but what if
he can vibrate through walls?
Okay, there's a fucking building falling. What can
jerk
Flash
off
is there?
Flash can get all the people out in time.
Mm. How?
He can rush and get and pick them up one by one. Okay. He's done it many. Okay, I've read a lot of Flash comics. Okay,
there's a baby under a cab. What can Flash do?
Okay, he could vibrate through the cab, hold the baby, and then vibrate out.
All right, now
and he'll have a protective aura that keeps the baby safe the entire time because of the speed force that he's connected.
All right. Fuck you. There's a great white shark. And fucking, there's a great white shark attacking a fucking little tiny boat with girls in it.
That's the first time a cab question has happened toward Deepu.
Flash can.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
Flash can. Flash can run on the water. He can also spiral around the shark. The vortex.
Wait a minute, Flash can walk on the water?
Yeah, he can run on the water.
It sounds like he has
for
extra
how long?
Stuff.
I mean, we're
for
talking
as long as
3 miles out in the ocean.
Yeah.
So he can walk from London to fucking
New York.
He
can circle the world in like seconds. He's faster than the speed of light.
But shouldn't he carry a gun?
No.
Wouldn't that help?
But Superman.
Yeah, like can't
he can catch bullets.
Yeah, but he can't shoot him.
How can he catch a
bullet? The whole world. Here's the thing. Flash is so fast that the entire world is frozen around him. Did you see the Quicksilver sequence in Days of Future Past, the time in the bottle sequence?
I watched it twice today.
Which is...
Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. That was Quicksilver.
Flash is way faster than that.
Oh.
Way faster than that. In fact, Flash beat Quicksilver in Marvel vs. DC issue either 2 or 3.
But come on,
Howard would back me up on this.
Well, he's got to carry a board. That's not fair.
We need a 10th grade debate team to figure this out.
Yeah, Silver Surfer has a fucking board, dude.
Yeah,
he goes at light speeds all the time. Silver Surfer. He's on a different. He's even faster than the Flash is.
Silver, how can you be faster than the fastest? There has to be an end to fast.
Because he's cosmic.
Well, who fuck?
Didn't you just say the Flash is faster than Silver Surfer?
Wait a minute. Lauren
said Flash is...
Lauren just grew a hymen.
Flash is faster.
I think they're adding extra stuff here as they're catering so to events.
No.
Lauren just grew a hymen. Hymen will always make me laugh.
Always. Me too.
Silver Surfer is the fastest because he has cosmic powers, right?
I had a good joke for Jay, but he didn't let me get it up. Hyman will always make me laugh and make Jay sad.
Then Flash is a little faster than Superman. But Superman is also really, really fast.
All right. Stronger.
Norman just wanted to get that point across.
All right, here's
yeah. yeah. All right, Bobby didn't write that joke for Mike, I don't think.
He didn't write a joke for you either.
how many fucking assholes do the shitty joke about Spider-Man and how he can, like, what does he do when he's in the suburbs? Because, like, what can he swing to? Right. And it's like, they addressed that in an issue. Peter David wrote...
Okay, hey, one second.
Okay.
You're in a field out in the Midwest, the plains.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, when you're flying in and there's no trees, there's no buildings, it's fucking field after field after field.
Yeah.
What's Spider-Man going to do, walk?
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
He can leap. He can walk. He can get a car like Batman has.
You might as well jump.
He can lift 10 tons. He still has lots of superpowers. He has the spider sense, the reflexes. All right,
so, yeah, but what I'm saying is that Superman is good anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Unless there's a red sun or magic, which are his weaknesses.
Or kryptonite.
First of all, when is there a red sun?
And magic.
On his home planet of Krypton.
Yeah,
he can't
which
do magic.
Is dead.
Yeah, but in that solar system that is still around, there are other neighboring planets that would still weaken
that
him.
That tiny can in your hand is fucking me
Chris, I think I just grew a clitoris. Listen, here's the deal.
Okay.
Superman is the motherfucker.
Not yet. I'll let you know.
Was Superman the first?
Silver Surfer is way more powerful than Superman.
What?
Silver,
oh, yes.
He's got bad PR. He needs to get a better publicist.
Yeah. Oh, you know, he was in a shitty movie. Yeah. But Silver Surfer could just drain the solar radiation out of Superman. He has energy manipulation powers.
Who is the baddest fucking superhero ever? Who wins all 10 out of 10 times?
Wolverine.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
God,
we're talking about cosmic beings here. It's Surfer. Surfer is the most powerful. Wizard Magazine did this debate and settled it in issue 70.
Is there a planet that Scopa would be funny on?
Bizarre
planet
world.
Wide hips.
What? Seriously, what is the baddest motherfucker
Surfer.
Out there? Surfer.
Out of everyone.
Yeah.
More than Galactus.
So why isn't he the most popular
Galactus.
One? Why is he popular?
Well, he's a superhero. So.
Because if you're so powerful, there aren't enough challenges, and therefore you're not as relatable.
I relate to Silver Surfer then.
Yeah.
You know, I relate to him. It's like, you know, I understand. It's like,
what about On Time Man?
What'd you say?
I said, what about On Time Man?
Oh, shit.
Never you met that guy. Never mind.
Nice talking to you. Can you give that bomb Dana to her, please?
Ah, sweet.
I take that back to Albany. Give it to everybody in that state.
She already had the bandana. You had to make it meaner. Remember the shitty city you live in? There's no hope there.
It's a sign of death for the rest of the town.
You could cover your eyes with a bandana so you could forget you're living in Albany.
You're saying that Silver... I don't know how we're literally going from topic to topic, which I'm fine with. And we still have...
By the way, this was inspired by Andrew Dice Clay.
The Dice Man.
So none of the world makes sense.
None of the world makes sense.
What the fuck?
Here's my question to you.
Yes.
And I want you... And Mark, are you a comic book guy?
No, I used to be when I was a child.
He pretends to be, like, with everything else.
Oh!
I'm not into him. I'm not even pretending.
He likes the vag nowadays.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah.
I just didn't say no.
Can we talk about that? He crushed Australia, by the way.
We'll talk about pussy in a second.
Yeah, these are two opposites here.
Yeah. Go on.
You can't leap from this to pussy.
I
want
to know.
Nobody does.
Yeah, well, Spider-Man could.
Did you give rim jobs counterclockwise or clockwise?
You suck dick in Australia?
That's not a rim job.
That's a rim job.
Oh, what's a rim job?
Anal licking.
Oh, like I said.
Dummy bandana?
I've been out of the game. What'd you call me?
I said dummy bandana.
Well, I'll take it.
Oh, boy.
I'll take it. I deserve
it. It's made out of Chris Scopo's set list.
It's like an AIDS quilt.
what a mean show.
Yeah.
No, everybody's afraid to do this fucking show.
It's great.
I'll tell you why. Because I'll tell you why. A lot friends of mine who, you know, do it, like you guys, and you guys love the show, but like older comics who like to be interviewed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, how are you on there? You're on there with a bunch of people. You know, you don't can't get a word in edgewise. I'm like, I don't, anybody having the show has never had a problem getting a word in edgewise. Well, you talk over each other. Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what comics fucking do, you dummies. They, you know, most people want to be interviewed and, you know, so when did you, shut the fuck, what do you think? Fuck off.
Yeah. But who have you had of note?
Like you?
I mean like somebody who's that popular who wants to be interviewed.
I've actually asked
Amy Schumer.
Amy's been on it. Colin's been on it. Dane's been on it.
But they all sound
Attell's been on it. What's that?
They all sound like ball busty fun hangs.
But you'll be surprised that people, you know, at a certain point, you don't want to be in competition on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to be the motherfucker.
I see.
Yeah.
And to a certain degree, I get it. Because some people are better being the only funny person in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To walk in here, you guys, everybody's pretty quick-witted and fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get the intimidation factor, but I still think it's fucking hilarious having you get fucking funniest motherfuckers in the world just smashing each other. Anyways, I digress.
Uh-huh.
Back to you fucking nerd of nerds.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
You
was my Green Lantern wedding ring with the oath inscribed inside? Yes.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not shitting you.
That's like an oxymoron. A comic book wedding ring?
So you...
It's love. You'll understand that emotion someday.
Oh, you are a fucking...
And all of the other
loveless
ones.
Loveless man.
I've been in love.
He feels nothing.
You've been in love.
I have, yeah. I was in a relationship for 12 years.
And then you got into comedy.
No, I was doing comedy while
you
with
fake
her.
Proposed to her. It was the saddest.
That was a prank. I fake proposed at a show.
And then she was like, and one day Jesus it's going to be weird when he actually proposes to me. And the rest of us were like,
and I just tiptoed out the room.
Wait a minute, dude.
He's like a mix of Seinfeld and Ivan Drago.
you fake proposed to your
girl? She was in on it. We had, her thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you know we're fucking with her emotions.
No, but it killed.
Where was this?
No, it's the weirdest
thing in the world.
Well, it didn't kill, but it worked. People bought it.
Now, why did you do that?
I needed some kind of thing. I thought it'd be funny. Like, you know, you get like a, what do you call it? The 51st jokes? You know,
No. I will defend one thing of this. So they a couple years ago, they had this show, which was a terrible idea. And they only did it once, called 50 Best Jokes.
50 Best Jokes.
Which is a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Because if you just go up and do your A and you're not the best, then you're just not the fucking best. And
that
sucks.
Right. And then you could bomb.
Yeah. So he was like, I'll do this outside the box thing, which was a smart idea.
Thank you. Yeah, so I went up and I said, I don't have a joke. I want to do something a little more meaningful and something I've been wanting to do for a while. And I said, will my girlfriend come up on stage? And everybody's like, oh, you can hear some murmuring. Yeah. And she comes up and I got down on one knee. And everybody's like, oh, you can hear women gasping. And then I said, hey, will you marry me? And I pulled a box out with a ring. And she said no. And she walked off stage. And that was the big gag.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then you broke up with her?
Years later, yeah.
And now you're single?
Yeah.
And you're just banging chicks?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
But people in the room were furious at the time.
I know. They were mad because I really got them.
Yeah.
Yeah, people hold that shit pretty sacred.
Because he had been with her long enough that it was believable that it would just happen.
Sure, it was years, yeah.
Was she a comedian?
No.
No, just a square.
Yeah, civilian.
And she's out of your life now?
Nah, we're still cool. but she really? She wanted marriage. She wanted a picket fence and the whole thing.
Right.
I want to do this. I want to be on this pod.
You can have both, you know. I have a fence.
Yeah, but you're not doing well. That was a joke. I thought it was silly enough to where it would.
Look, believe me, if I was. If
this is the only podcast where we could be doing this now, like, and then, like, 10 minutes ago. But the Silver Surfer is faster than all of them.
Right, right.
The fuck?
Believe me, if I wasn't on a TV show, everybody would be like, yeah, you're right, he's not.
Oh, okay. The only thing is, you are doing well, so it'd be a silly enough line.
Well, I'm very close. I'm literally not doing well.
Ah, but, shit. Well, now I feel terrible.
No, I'm kidding.
Physically.
That was pretty good.
That was a good line.
He jumped on it too quick
because
he has no timing.
Yeah.
He literally should be a fucking special ed teacher at a fucking college.
Nah, gym teacher.
Welcome back. But how about this? I had O&J today. Had sex with a girl last night. She slept in my room. I'm on O&J. She's in my room.
Still now?
No, well, I came back after O&J. She was still there. So we hooked up again and then she left and I came into this.
Why'd she stay?
Huh?
Why'd she stay?
She just slept in.
1 second. Listen, what you fucking... I want to fuck Mark Norman.
No! Voice. I'm just curious. I would get the fuck out of there.
Why'd she stay?
No, I would never stay.
Why'd she stay? Mark, why'd she stay?
How many is it in a week usually? Like 3 or 4?
Nah, well, I have like a rotation now. But on
the road,
it's pretty good.
How many?
Like 3 a week.
So you... Now, do you do raw dog?
No, I try not to.
So you do?
Yeah. I mean, if you know, these girls are, you know, ship shape.
what do you test? You rub deodorant on their pussy, and if they scream, then you put a condom on?
If they have a credit card, I'll fuck them raw dog.
I was on a mic recently, and a girl goes up, and she starts talking about you. She was like, do you think Mark would fuck me? And
shut up.
Like, I have friends that can testify. This literally happened.
Wait a minute. Was it Jay?
Jay, do you think Mark's cute?
Ah, gee. Well, this is getting weird.
He's all right. I don't know. Aww.
Is it weird that I brought
that? No. Do you think he's cute, Lauren?
Oh, yeah, boy. Everyone's cute.
Also, why would someone go to a fucking mic and talk about that?
That's shitty.
Work on your jokes.
She was just getting it out.
You?
I guess.
Was she cute?
She was really hot, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Well, by my standards, but.
So why would you go on stage and just talk about a comic that's not there? That's fucking weird.
I've never seen you on the show, and now I look at you, look like a dude becoming a werewolf.
Yeah. Like the sun just came, or the moon just came up.
Oh, nice talking to you.
Yeah.
So you're banging a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm just living it up right now. Are you eating pussy?
Oh, yeah. Big fan of the oral.
So what can I ask what your thing is? My thing used to be, I hook up with a chick, I'd make out really passionate.
Yeah.
Try to, you know, grab a little titty, but mainly get down to that pussy and rub it.
Yeah.
Get it nice and wet, right? And then take my dick out and see what she did with my dick. Usually by that point, you're rubbing her box and she's so like, I want to, you know, that you take your dick out when they see your dick. Because don't forget, and we always forget this for some reason, that a dick to a girl is pussy to us.
No, I disagree.
Absolutely.
I disagree.
Oh, absolutely.
You're right,
yeah.
What about dick pics? Girls like, ew,
no,
dick pics.
That's bullshit.
Weird.
Is it? Because a lot of times they're unsolicited.
You can't just whip out a dick pic. Yeah.
Right.
But when girls jerk off, they're looking at the
guy's
cock.
Guys just send random dick pics. That's what they hate. Yeah.
Yes.
It depends.
We got a girl and a half here. Let's get to the bottom of this.
I prefer lesbian porn.
Deepu, you can talk now.
You see? She prefers lesbian porn.
I do.
What does that tell you about women?
But you don't like it when a nice fucking hot cock flips out of an underpants.
Yes, I do like that
all
too.
Right, all right.
Tell me, say it though.
Like a flopping dog.
That's nice to hear.
Just say you like a nice big cock coming out of underwear.
I do like a big
say
cock.
It though. You do. You like big cock?
This is weird.
Yeah, of course.
You love just big cock.
Who
you don't like medium cock?
I even
I'll
like big cock.
I'll take a mead. I'll take a mead.
Yes. I'm back.
What's wrong with a mead?
Love a mead.
Love a mead.
You won't
stop
be sore.
Stop nicknaming medium cocks.
Medium small.
What is this, MTV? We're not doing fucking girl code. I'll take a mead. You have mead shirts after the podcast.
There'll be two girls
be
doing
selling
that.
Fuck outside. Off. No, I prefer a large. I'll take a mead.
You like a big dick?
Yeah, sure.
She's had a big dick. Her pussy's all blown out. Remember?
I need a big dick.
She has the wide set veg, right?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
That's you, right?
You have a big dick?
He just
Mark?
Said no.
I'm doing all right.
What do you got?
You know, I got a mean mead.
God. No, I'm fucking hating every second of the
I got a solid
trying
7.
To make mead work. It's not working.
I hate mead.
Yeah.
It's fucking infuriating.
I feel like I'm in like a cell phone commercial. Like, where they just keep pushing something, but you're not buying it.
Right.
All right, well, I know how to make that better. We can always hear more of this.
Oh, God.
Let's lower the bar with
what
some
if
dice.
He uses the word mead?
Oh. Yeah, let's go.
Hickory dickory.
Oh, Silver Surfer's the best.
You failed.
Uh-oh, you're not doing that great now.
A chain ladder and some pepper spray. What's he say? Stop, I'm going to mace you. Drives around this guy, right?
He's
drives around in a little souped-up Trans Am with the big...
He shouldn't have took the mic out of the stage.
No.
That movement fucked me up. I was like, what are you doing?
He's too comfortable now.
Yeah.
Step
now
two, I think he thinks Batman is a real person, and even I don't think that.
God.
Rims. You can meet this guy at any gas station changing out the battery with his little assistant, Robin. Superman. They call Superman Superman because he's a Superman. He's He's super. He jumps off
a cliff.
It
sounds like
he's
a father trying to bond with his kids, but he can't. You know? This fucking Pac-Man, now they put a bow on him, and now he's like Mrs. Pac-Man.
All right, now I believe that part.
Yeah.
I can't tell who's who.
First of all, look, man, he's not bombing at all.
No, I'm not saying he's bombing, but
you said,
let me tell you something.
Superman is a Superman.
All right, it's not really, he's just ranting.
All right, first of all,
like,
you're talking about a guy who his act is dirty. He walks out and his whole thing is basically him. That's why, like, there's certain guys there's certain comedians that do well, like yourself, a Joe List, who are great on television because it's a setup, punch, tag, hidden in this thing. It's beautiful. It's an art form. Gary Gulman, same thing.
Oh, man. He's the best.
Gary Gulman's fucking new special on Netflix.
Awesome. So unreal.
Let me tell you something, man.
On another level.
If you haven't seen this fucking special, you want to see a masterclass in joke writing.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, Seinfeld should bow to this fucking
kid. I agree. Mm-hmm. What is it? It's about time?
It's about time.
I guarantee
time,
he's not packing a meat either.
He's XXL.
No, I've actually... I've seen it.
It's a meat.
It's a meat. It's a meat on that body.
Yeah.
He's Jewish where it counts.
No. Yeah, it's like him holding that little baby Coke.
That's pretty good girth, though.
But he's fucking great. But a guy like Attell, I think, who's fucking...
One of the best ever.
He's way better than fucking television.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's something that you have to pull out. You cannot be or say what you would instinctually say as a comic.
Now, there's a specific rhythm to late night that only certain people excel at. And,
yes.
And if you can, it doesn't mean you're a bad comic.
No, it doesn't mean you're a bad comic. But
you're not good at that
for
thing.
For Dice doing Dice on Fallon, when I guarantee he didn't have to do it. He could have came out and sat down because of his show. He said, fuck it, I'll go do comedy. And for him, like, I'm the same type of guy. I don't do well on late night. That's why it's like, ugh. I'd rather sit down and talk than...
Because
there's a rhythm that you have to have with that crowd at that time on TV that just plays better.
Like what Bird does on Conan is amazing.
Oh, yeah, on the panel.
Yeah, he's just doing panel. It's his bits, but it's like in an
panel.
Organic way.
It's brilliant. It's a lost art, I feel like.
Yeah.
Coming back.
But he needs that other person to set him up.
Right.
And he needs the crowd to turn. There's a lot of things that need to happen.
Yeah.
If you went out and just delivered that at stand-up, it probably wouldn't work as well.
I think he's got to get rid of that shtick, too. The whole, like, the fingerless gloves,
come
and the
on.
Leather jacket.
That's all he has.
So he's got, what else are you going to do, Jerry Lewis?
How do you do? What are you going to do?
You should do prop comedy. No, I don't know. He just
But his big ones were this, Jerry Lewis, and Travolta. Those were his big three, and this one hit, so he stuck with this.
I think this is fucking... You can't get out...
But the thing is,
he's wearing a badge on his leather jacket.
Yeah, I know.
But the odd thing is, like, he's dressed like an anachronism, but he's talking about
modern things like Facebook and Twitter, but he's not talking about being distant from them. He's trying to be a part of them, and that feels weird.
Ah, I completely agree.
Okay, play a little more.
Look up anachronism, by the way.
Beckins, go in. I'm over here now. He could take
Deeper,
the entire world, right? He could take the entire world and spin it on one finger like a Harlem Globetrotter.
Is that true?
Pre-crisis, Superman can, but post-crisis, Superman can't.
What was the crisis?
So Mid-life. Crisis on Infinite Earths, which came out in 85 to 86. Before that, Superman was way more powerful, but he was way depowered after that with John Byrne's Man of Steel.
I'm so glad you got married.
Yeah.
I really am.
I literally found the only one.
Literally, in your 50s, I'd be worried about you.
Yeah.
Like fucking Al Lubell riding a bicycle.
My personality rides a bicycle.
I got
it. Daddy, come on.
Oh, come
if
on.
If he has that was, sex.
That was cringy. Yeah.
If he has sex with a woman, he knocks her 8 planets away. Starts a new civilization. His domain is steel. He looks at a pipe.
Stop. Dude, come on.
I can't take it.
Why? Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
It's almost sad. I don't know.
It's not. You guys, did you just put glasses on?
No, I bet.
Wait, there's like Clark Kent over here.
You're transforming in front of my eyes. It's a disguise.
Yeah. God.
I would love to just see the Dice character explain transgendered people. It's like a man, but now it's a woman.
Right.
I don't even know what bathroom it's supposed to be in, man.
But I think the fucking... Look, if someone's going to do a character...
Hickory Dickory Dock, what happened to your cock?
I think if
Jack and Jill walked up the hill, now there's two Jacks.
I think if you gotta understand this whole thing that he's doing, I'm over here now. To me, that silly, weird, fucked up shit makes me laugh.
I'm more about the writing, I guess.
Another civilization. Yeah, but here's the thing though. Some comics, it's not the actual perfection of the joke. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's the performance. It's the thought.
That's true.
It's the, you know, and then it's the actual, you know, the punchlines are kind of hidden in there. And sometimes they're muscled, blah, blah, blah. But that, look, man, some people do that. Some people have that. It's the, you know, the what you do is a joke. You come up with a joke, right? And but people say shit about you too, man. Well,
I'm bored.
Who are you?
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But you can't, you know, I think that when you take when you can combine all of them in some way, like I think a Gary Gulman does, I think you know who he is from his act and these amazing jokes.
Ryan Hamilton is, I think, one of the best at that.
Ryan Hamilton's great. I think that, like, that joke about fucking the little sizzle he has out right now, I tweeted it about the Holocaust and Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Shenanigans.
Yeah.
That bit's amazing.
How about the Trader Joe's bit?
That bit's also, that's like 12 minutes.
15 minutes maybe? Yeah.
What about about the naming the states?
The capitals?
The abbreviations.
The abbreviations of the
incredible
state.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even understand why the fuck there's a debate. He should, and I don't understand, this is why I don't fucking get comedy, because if this was 20 years ago, he would be a millionaire.
Yeah.
But because comedy's so saturated right now,
is that what, 'cause
somehow he's falling through the fucking cracks.
And he's good looking too. He's got everything.
Am I talking about me or Gary? I don't know.
I think a part of it is that
he wouldn't fall through any crack.
We're in a world now where,
if I was famous, I'd be thinner. Okay?
That's survival body.
But the thing is, like, we're in a world where being great.
Are you doing a superhero theme?
No,
in a world.
No, we're being great isn't enough anymore. It's like if you have to have that specific audience that you keep catering to. Mm-hmm. It's almost to your benefit to isolate certain people, which sucks, but that's like where we are like in terms of marketing.
Sebastian Maniscalco is a good example. He's got he sells up sold at the Beacon 6 times, and it's all just Italian families going to see him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say it all the time. I need a people. I need a fucking people. Fat people are my people.
Yeah.
I want out of shape people to be my people. I want my crowd. I want somebody to die at every show.
Yes.
I want an ambulance just to roll in.
I'll be hitting
somebody
donuts.
Grabs a fucking.
You're the Paul Perdomo of comedy.
It'll have to be in the ground floor. I don't see anyone walking stairs.
It's just having those places where people recognize it. Like the one place like that, if I go to an Apple store after midnight, I'm a fucking rock star.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Genius. Those people know the fuck out of me. It's amazing.
Yeah, what about comic book stores? They, I mean,
sometimes, yeah. Yeah. It's a few, yeah.
That's great.
What about gay bushes?
Rest stops.
What about Bear Night?
What do you got in the chat room?
Okay, we want the Deepu chat, or actually, I didn't do Deepu chat, so. Someone wrote, invest in mirrors. That was the last one.
What is that in context?
I have no idea.
Yeah, context, baby.
His comedy is just premises, no punchlines. That was entitled. They're trashing Rogan right now for some reason.
Why are they trashing Rogan?
Sometimes they'll just go off on a target. They'll just start shitting on somebody.
They're trashing Rogan? Like Joe Rogan?
I wouldn't read that, though. You don't want to burn that bridge, Scope.
What bridge?
The Rogan bridge.
Yeah. Fucking, you're such a pussy. What Rogan bridge?
So look, you're saying if I started reading anti-Rogan comments on your podcast.
Yep. We're not saying it, douche.
You're a fucking idiot. This is why you're a fucking idiot. Because if someone's trashing Rogan in my chat room, I'd like to know why. Maybe to defend Rogan or find out what the fuck the actual opinion is and get to the bottom of it. And it might be a topic of conversation for the next 20 minutes.
It might be.
Unlike fucking you who gets paranoid that Rogan, you might meet Rogan someday and he might not like me because I brought, shut the fuck up.
That's not what
Dude,
I was
he's
thinking.
He's the motherfucker that threw Larry. He threw Larry Wilmore under the bus.
Yeah, I'm not
he was the one. Is like,
Larry,
look at this guy.
Fucking Dice. Yeah. I mean, what are you doing?
No, right, my thinking is I just don't want to empower this guy.
You're not going to empower anybody. Right, so the fact is you can actually teach somebody why they're maybe fucking wrong. Hmm. No, look, his opinion is opinion. But look, somebody might be wrong about Rogan. You don't think Rogan's funny? Is that what they're saying?
This is like my dad said that, my brothers.
What? They said Dice wasn't good on Rogan the last time he was on the show. And someone said that.
It's a podcast.
Rogan's terrible interviews. Dice keeps up the facade.
Oh, boy.
Look, look, you go on Rogan's podcast, okay? Here's the thing with Rogan, okay? And I love Rogan. He is one of my... People ask me, and I never really say it, but people always ask me, who was your guy? Who did you look up to? And Joe Rogan was one of those guys.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. Because back when I was doing comedy in Boston, he was from Boston originally. I didn't know that. But I was doing comedy, and I was told... from Billy Martin, who is actually the executive producer of the Bill Maher Show now, who was a very clean comic back then and would put me on a show, and you should be clean. And I got so much shit for talking about pussy or, you know, swearing or just being me, okay, kind of like Dice or whoever the fuck, whatever, for being me, that they tried to make me into a fucking... Tonight Show comic.
Mm-hmm.
Clean, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Evening at the Improv. Ba-dum bum boom, ba-dum bum boom. And that's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
I went up and did my thing. I remember Billy Martin came up to me, who I love, by the way. He came up to me and said, I killed at his show. Just fucking killed. And he walks off after, he goes, I hate your act.
Wow.
Deeply. But you kill. So good for you. But I think what you do is awful.
Jesus
and this is a friend
Christ.
Of mine. Yeah. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I get it, but it's what I do. Mm-hmm. So you can't fucking tell me. And I remember watching Rogan. I was sitting there one night, and everybody was... And he's on MTV Comedy Half Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on stage, this fucking cool dude. And he starts talking about getting a blowjob. On fucking TV where you can't talk about getting head. But he figured out a way how I... And then you get to slowly... how much pressure can you apply as she's kissing your nipples?
Yeah.
And you get to put up... And then how much can you to get her head to go down? And I'm like, oh, he's talking about getting fucking head on TV outside.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is fucking it. And, you know, Joe Rogan... had one of those careers where, number one, he went out here, got a gig.
fucking bang, was on TV.
Yeah.
Then got another gig, bang, mm-hmm. on TV for years. A hit show.
Fear Factor.
News
right?
radio. Oh, news no, radio, fucking yeah. news radio.
Originally for Ray Romano, that part.
Joe was on that show, which was a hit with fucking megastars for years. Was mm-hmm. the guy.
Yeah.
Then got Fear Factor.
Yeah.
After that.
Huge.
Fucking massive hit.
Millionaire.
Then got UFC in there somewhere. Would go and do it for nothing because he loved the sport so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah.
So now he's making money. He's on TV. Nobody even knows he's a fucking stand-up anymore. I knew that he was a fucking great. There's guys like Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, who don't have maybe not the joke writing, you know, ability of a Gary Gulman or something, but they have the confidence and the fucking charisma that when they get on stage, you want to listen
yeah.
and that you laugh because if you get that type of guy.
Sure, yeah.
And he's one of those guys, man. And now he's found his fan base.
Oh,
so
yeah.
to say Joe Rogan's not funny is ridiculous. But Joe Rogan, to go on his podcast, yeah, he talks about universe and fucking,
yeah.
you know, flowers that fucking can make you float. I don't know. And weird shit. And you're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So, you know, I get that he's all over the place. You know, he's doing kettlebells and doing spin kicks and freezing his body and
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
taking drugs. And, you know, so it might be a weird thing. But, you know, to go on his podcast, you might have a bad whatever that is.
Yeah, plus he's high out of his mind.
Yeah, he's fucking smoking weed, whatever. So I defend the guy because he is
now
one of my
now they're backtracking.
What did I say?
Oh.
Now they're backtracking.
CD pool?
Yeah,
sure, I
guess
so. But
one of
change.
The biggest things in podcasting is constant
Can you
output.
Read it like we would?
Sure.
We, like
but,
Mike would read it, not like...
Sure.
Not like Bush on
9/11.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Sorry for going off on a tangent, guys. I really
sure,
fucking...
but one of the biggest things in podcasting is constant output of content of people, or people stop listening. They're saying that he's doing that, so that's why he's good.
What is it?
He's constantly putting out content.
And that's it's free, by the way.
That's
these
what
people
are saying.
Quit bitching. It's free.
Yeah, unlike this podcast.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm kidding.
okay.
No, we're free. We're actually free. We got this new thing. We have a new app on iTunes and on the Android thing, right? What's Android called? What is
Galaxy?
Platform?
The Android platform, yeah.
Android platform. The You Know What Dude app through fucking Libsyn,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
Where now, if you want to be... 10 shows always free. The latest show's always free. Everything's free. You don't have to pay for fucking shit. But there's back shows you can subscribe for $1.99 a month. And you can fucking, if you're a fan of the show, if you love the show and you listen to it every week, you can afford $2. Go, click the button. And let's, you know,
enjoy the archives.
Enjoy the archives. You get all the archives.
If you're listening to this and thinking this is the worst Deepu has ever been, spend a little extra money. This is his optimum self.
Yeah.
He's improved.
a lot of pressure.
See the rest of this? Yeah.
Ends. I wish I had that X-ray vision. I'd be in Victoria's Secrets every day just browsing.
Okay, stop. Okay, listen. Maybe that one. Yeah. Bros. Come on, you can't laugh at that. You can't laugh at a guy going, bros. And he's smoking a fucking cigarette on television, talking about looking
on
at
NBC, yeah.
fucking women's pussies. This is crazy. Go ahead.
Let me sum it up for you this way, all right? Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Anyone thinks they could kick Superman's ass is full of it.
Stop. And there's why, I'll tell you. Because you have to filter yourself. You know what I mean? Whatever, that poem shit, whether you like it or not, if he can fucking hit the beat that he needs to hit,
yeah.
me nimble, blah, 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 suck my dick, boom. All his fans are going to go, fucking Jersey.
But he's neutered.
They neuter you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great word, Michael.
So then don't do it, you know?
Yeah. Why do that rhyming thing that he always does?
Because he's trying to appeal to a new audience.
Can't he just do it and they bleep it out?
Listen.
I don't think NBC.
Not on NBC.
It.
Not on the Tonight
on
Show.
Okay.
It's kind of like we talked about before, though. It's like with the roast bottles.
Roast bottles?
Roast.
Bobby's thinking of you.
Deepu gets so
today.
Scared when Bobby looks at him like that.
Oh my God. I love that still the biggest laugh he's gotten is just repeating something you said incorrectly.
It happens a lot on the show.
Listen, my point is this, is that I think that when you, like, he, you don't think he was scared to go on that show and do a stand-up?
Yeah, I'm sure he was nervous.
And
about
he was
it.
There was probably like, "Fuck, I should do. I got to promote my new show on Showtime. I'll go out and do fucking stand up. These are bits. He's not doing the shit he used to do.
Right.
He's the same character, but he's actually trying to write bits.
Hickory dickory right? nervous. I got to get roast bottle service.
So." Man. So I mean, I don't know. You gotta fucking. I don't think he bomb. I think he's not bombing. He's definitely. Look at my.
I think it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable for comics. I think.
Yeah, maybe.
And
that's-
I think a new generation of comedy because they're used to. They're used to your type of comedy. They're used to Comedy Central, and that type of comedy, which is, I think, Mark, and I think you're funny as shit, and I think you know. Joe List, funny as shit, but it's not this generation's comedy. It's a new thing.
I think it's people that watched him earlier are the ones that like him now, and everyone else is like, "What the hell is he doing?" I don't know.
I think. Well, it's just a new. I mean, look, when you see a young hot motherfucker like him killing it, you, Mark.
Sorry.
When you see it, you know what I mean. That's what people are. Well, that's con. You see a guy, an old guy who's balding with a leather jacket, who had his time. People are like, "What the fuck?" But fucking, come on, man. That's you can't say he's bombing. I don't think he's bombing.
I think it's just like I said. It's just weird because the main thing that has changed in comedy is self-awareness, and there is none.
Right. Why are you talking like you're about to have a stroke?
Because
there is none.
You mentioned all the great young comics and haven't pointed me out yet, and it's slowly eroding my self-esteem. That's why.
This isn't a bad last message of his, by the way.
Yeah.
Ooh, God.
What the fuck?
Deepu.
Mark, can you? I can't do it.
What am
I'm
doing?
I don't know.
I don't have a bandana to give you. Oh, you already got it. Okay.
Put it in your mouth.
Thank God I'm next to Deepu. I feel like Henny Youngman next to him. This is great. I feel like the funniest motherfucker on the planet.
Deepu has been roast battling the concept of jokes for the last 2 hours.
Right, yeah. Jokes are your kryptonite.
Yeah. It's your red sun, if you will.
Uh-huh. What do you got in the chat room, dum-dum?
They want to get another comic on here. Scott Chaplin, really funny guy.
Oh, he's fucking great.
Who's that? Yeah. Who's that?
Really you funny. Saw him at the roast battle. He went up against Mike Racine.
Yeah.
They were the last guys that went up. He's fucking incredible.
Oh, cool.
We were both judges.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
They were the last group that would go on. He's the guy that won.
What else?
That really hasn't been anything. They stopped talking about Rogan. Yeah, they stopped talking about Dice.
You nipped that?
Really? I didn't mean to. First of all, I don't like. I'm not trying to nip
you defended
anything.
Your friend.
Thank God the Rogan bridge is intact.
Well, I haven't. Let me tell you something. I haven't talked to Rogan in years.
You should get on that pod.
I don't. Well. I'm actually, I'm not like we talk all the time, but I will defend what I think is, and he's funny, man. Yeah. He makes me laugh.
Someone just said Lauren should slap Deepu when he bombs.
Ooh, that'd be hot.
Yeah, I'll
her
take
hand
it.
Would get
that's
sore.
The first comment someone's made about a comic that's actually on the show. So I'm going to take that as a compliment.
I'm actually going.
You know who should be on this instead? Whoa. Scott Chaplin.
Wait a minute, you're calling Deepu a comic?
Yeah, I was gonna beat me to that one.
I'm going out. I'm doing Marin on the 25th.
Oh, right.
Whoa, that's very great. Excited about that. I'm actually going to be in LA the 23rd, week of the 23rd, May 23rd to the 27th. Yeah. I'm excited about that. And I'm going to Austin too to promote the television show Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
Oh, that's great.
Fun city.
For the ATVs. I don't know what the fuck that is. But yeah, we just wrapped yesterday. It was a season two.
Do we see the end of this? I'm genuinely curious where it goes. I'm fascinated.
Six and a half minutes, which is long for later.
All right, let's go. We'll
Someone just shit on Marin, by the way, if you want to do that.
What are you saying?
No.
Let's hear it.
I fucking love Marin.
Somebody wrote, Marin stinks.
Nice and easy. Wait,
that's not even like shitting on him. That's just being a dick.
Yeah.
Everybody
hates Marin. You defend him.
Yeah.
Why do they?
I was at the cellar table. Everybody's fucked that guy. He sucked. Everybody had a bad story about him. They don't like his act.
Really?
I mean, I like his act, but I don't know the guy.
Even when Marin was, before Marin was the Marin we know now, I remember he was literally downstairs.
Yeah.
Eating fucking bowls of ice cream in depression. And I remember before that, you know, when I first moved to New York, Marin's always been him. And I don't give a fuck. He makes me laugh. Because I think we're all fucking have shit that we do.
Sure.
We're all dicks or been dicky to each other. But some people hold these resentments forever. I mean, maybe I'm not close with him, so I don't fucking... I've always liked Marin, even when he was a dick. He used to fucking hate me and Godfrey. He would watch us on stage. Why do you have to scream? Like, why do you have to be so fucking loud? Because he'd have to follow,
right,
like Godfrey or me all the time. And I would just make me laugh. I'd be like, just shut the fuck. You're funny. Just go be funny. Fuck you. And he was cool with it.
Yeah.
You
know,
remember the day I taped my half hour, he just wrote me like, have a great set, proud of you. And that was fucking nice. Not a lot of people do that. You know?
That means he's not threatened by you.
Yeah. I know, but still.
If he's threatened by you, he's a dick. Like, you heard what he did to Kumail.
What happened?
Oh, man, this is years ago.
Is that the guy with his show?
Silicon Valley.
Now he has
he's great.
Pakistani guy.
Oh, okay. No, I thought, okay.
Yeah, he was getting a lot of heat, and he's bumped into Marin, who's like his hero in a green room somewhere, and Marin's like, you're just a flash in the pan, man. Don't get excited. I've seen people like you come and go. You're not going to make it. You're not good. All this shit. And he's just like, wow, it's my first time meeting you. I've always wanted to meet you, and this is what you say to me? He's like, yeah. I'm just telling it like
was
it is.
Was he right, though?
No, he's killing it. Kumail's killing
he's
it.
He's great,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
You ever watch Silicon Valley? It's one of the best shows on TV.
Mike Judge.
Unbelievable.
I love T.J. Miller.
I love that guy. Yeah,
he's fucking great.
Deadpool, man. That was a great fucking movie.
Great role.
Was it the greatest comic book movie made?
It's close.
It might be.
I think Guardians might be, but it's fucking close.
This is why I think Deadpool was better.
Okay.
It was more action, more blood, more violence, and I think visually.
You love Ryan Reynolds too,
and I want to fuck Ryan. Of course,
yeah. Who doesn't?
But comic books are made for children, and Guardians can't be enjoyed by anybody.
Yes, he can, but fuck kids, okay? Because I'm a lonely adult with no hope and no pussy in my life. Like Mark.
I'm supposed to go to
kids.
The movies on Thursday for the comic thing, but Dante's going at 1:30.
Yeah, I'm going.
You gonna go?
Yeah, of course I'm going.
That's
fucking. Are you going?
I'm going with a few other. I'm going with
white
my wife
people
and stuff. Yeah,
white people.
Hey, Bobby, someone is coming to. Aaron Mattson is coming to the cellar next Tuesday. He wants to know what kind of cigars do you like.
Ooh.
Well, of course, I love my father's. I love Tatuajes, Don Pepe. Don Pepe is good. Mm. I like a nice. Fucking Lancero. Nice.
Why are you getting so Spanish?
I don't know. When you say Lancero. I like that. I mean, those are my. But my, you know, I love a nice Perdomo 10th anniversary. Nice creamy one. I like that.
These all sound like pizzerias.
They are.
I do want to thank. What was it? Oh, I got to thank real quick. What's his name?
Jose Grimaldo.
Jose Grimaldo is fucking genius. And amazing, and I can't thank you enough. We have the live podcast we're doing for the PodFest. When is that?
May 22nd.
May 22nd. Where?
Cake Shop.
The Cake Shop.
Ooh,
we got Colin Quinn is a special guest.
Nice.
We got beautiful posters that you know is a work of actually Howard Porter, who did the original logo for us, who I love. And he took that and designed it into these amazing posters that we've been posting on Instagram.
Right.
It's great. I can't thank him enough for that. Yeah. What a really just amazing. Thank you so much for that. We you know, anybody who does artwork like that for nothing is great. Let me say, I want to thank, what's his name, Eric, the kid who brought the cigars in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Thank you for bringing that humidor. He brought me in a bunch of cigars and this beautiful humidor. And,
he gave me a Starbucks gift card, too, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. And he came in. And anytime you want to come back, please come back in, man. And I got your email. I've been a little backed up. Like I said, the show, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, just ended. And season two.
I responded to him, though. He emailed
you
me.
You did great, yeah. So I'm very excited about that, too. The fucking show was crazy this year. And it's fun. Look at these fucking assholes.
Sorry. Jose, good job.
Yeah. You make human connection, you guys. Go, let me just check my phone.
Well, I mean, you know, we're not being included right
your
now.
Moment, yeah. It was
no,
your moment.
Yeah, but you could be. I'm looking at you.
Oh, sorry.
I'm literally talking to you guys.
That's a great.
Segueing into something.
About yourself. Something we have nothing to do with.
All right, go ahead. Play the rest of this. I hate comedians. Whoa, stop it! Stop it! Liz, get the fuck back here. Liz, get back here. I gotta talk to you. I gotta talk to you.
I'm working.
I need to talk to you.
Esty looks terrible.
What do you want? Come on, I gotta go.
All right. First of all, Liz, who runs the cellar and the Village Underground, and she's now a fucking hit. Everybody loves her on the fucking MLC podcast.
What are you doing back there?
We switched it up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're on the MLC podcast, the Misery Loves Company podcast,
yes.
And which is the biggest, fastest hit
Everybody's
show
talking about it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And the episode they did yesterday, Lenny called me up and was like, oh my God, it's the best show we've done. Attell was on.
Ooh.
Attell. Kevin.
Juskow.
Who?
Juskow.
Juskow and
Nick Griffin.
Ooh.
And Outside Steve.
Outside Steve.
And Gay Brandon.
Okay. Here's the deal.
Geez.
They had a lot of people up here. It was Kevin. But Kevin attacked Dave Attell.
What?
Attacked
from
him.
From the jump. But they attacked each other.
Listen to me.
I got
to
hear it.
Dave Attell attacks back. Like he's one of the fastest in the business.
Of course.
Oh, I got
to
hear
it. But it was so refreshing to these guys have been friends for 35 years. To hear these guys go at it, it was one of the best podcasts I've heard.
Oh my God.
It was one of the funniest podcasts I've ever heard.
The only part that
so
fucking
fun.
Don't start.
Fuck off.
Don't start.
Liz.
Do you want to discuss what you said to me today?
Oh boy.
I'm going to say it right now.
Say it. Say it the way you said it.
I'm going to say it right now. Shut up and I'll say it.
Okay,
go ahead. I'll turn your mic off with your fucking dumb hat.
I
got
to go back to work. Go ahead.
Is that the new fucking hat Noam makes you wear as the captain?
It's raining.
Choo choo.
I was here all morning.
You're not supposed to eat up here. I've said I've yelled at you.
Yeah.
People, you can't eat up here.
It's
weird. Shut the fuck.
Oh, Liz, I was waiting to. I was.
And then,
shut up, Scopo.
I came here.
And then,
Scopo, don't you fucking start.
What? Say it.
What?
You're my motherfucker. You're
not.
She doesn't give a fuck about
boy.
You.
Fucking
don't touch.
Easy, you two.
Don't touch the fucking equipment, you dummy. You'll unplug the whole show. Ooh, fuck you, you fucking nut.
Oh boy, whose hips are bigger, Liz's or Scopo's?
Listen,
let's do a hip off.
What did she do? Say it.
There was chairs out of place up here.
Yeah, right? And
chairs out of place.
And
seriously,
I will fucking
chairs out
I will
of place?
Shut this show
are
down.
The chairs fucking
I will
number?
Kick you the fuck out.
For real?
All
absolutely, right. I'll
really?
Kick you the
chairs out of place.
Chairs out of place is a big deal.
Go ahead. What else?
Not the father.
What else?
There maybe was some crumbs up here.
Oh, you can't eat up here.
No.
I'm telling Alva. I'm ratting you out.
I came and I cleaned it up and I took care of
you
it.
You better, Scopo. That's
your
job.
No, that's not his fucking job.
Is.
That's your fucking
it's not
job.
My job.
That's your job.
That Scopo's one of them and I got another guy.
He's not your fucking guy. He's my fucking guy.
I'll have you know, Scopo and Deepu have been eating shit on this podcast.
You motherfucker. You fucking
10 years.
You fucking don't eat up here no more.
We didn't eat.
You
Listen,
ate.
On your birthday,
shut up.
Have cake in here.
Shut up.
Lauren, did we have cake?
We had cake and we handed it out, but
Kevin's
I cleaned it up immediately.
Birthday.
Did we really?
Yes.
You fucking turned
I was on that episode.
Cake.
I was here.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Mike.
Kevin's birthday and we had
and then
Bill
she
Brennan
lets,
cupcakes.
She
I'm trying to throw you under the bus, but you don't fit.
Oh, see, I didn't
It was good, but it was real.
The Flash could come and get you out.
Listen. Then she lets fucking Attell light up a smoke.
I did.
Whoa.
She goes, it's Dave Attell, you star fucker.
So what did you say?
I'm fucking Bob Kelly. To me. To me, I'm me. I don't give a fuck.
Easy.
I'm just as important.
You sound like you should. It sounds like you should be shaking a rolling pin at someone now.
Like nine times. I'm Robert Kelly. I'm Robert Kelly.
She acts like I'm supposed to be in awe of who she's in awe of.
You
I'm not in awe of fucking David Tell.
You newsies come out of my
fucking
bicycle.
Studio. My fucking, not yours.
You know, no
get
one
off
must
my lawn.
At my office.
I don't give a fuck.
So that means
there's rules, and you can't make
office.
Up fucking rules.
Yeah,
that's
can.
Fucking good. We'll fucking take all this out of here, and you can take the dumb show.
Yeah, we used to run Gotham.
I'll make
the organization.
Show somewhere.
And now these
you
criminals dress like clowns.
No, you won't. You fucking won't. Trust me. You won't.
Oh boy.
I'm Robert Kelly.
You won't.
I'm Robert Kelly.
This all fucking right. turncoat she is. Yeah, light up. You're David. David Tell. Fuck off.
Ooh-wee.
give a fuck.
So you're mad you can't smoke cigars in here? Is that the complaint?
No. Here's the thing. You can't smoke anything in here until somebody who fucking Liz thinks is fucking a god can eat and fucking jizz and fucking smoke.
You see,
and
Bobby,
then I got you guys have to fucking clean up the fucking mess.
Yeah.
Well, see, Bobby, it pays the right
Robert,
dues.
That's why we need the jizz.
Fuck you. Go. Get the fuck out of here.
You really have a cleaning lady in here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
Wow.
Beat it. Yeah. Go. Wow. Get out. Beat
boo.
It. Go. Boo. Go.
Damn.
You're done. Go.
That was heavy.
Beat it. Shut the door. Take your dumb hat and beat it.
Woo. Can we point out how weird it is where Bobby Kelly tells you not to eat?
It's like this Depot telling us to be funny.
Fucking cupcakes. The whole fucking. And then now.
Cupcakes. Any left?
Cupcakes.
There was no cupcakes left either. I was kind of pissed.
Cupcakes, fucking food, smoking.
That's crazy.
Everything I get yelled at for up here.
But it's Dave Attell. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck. I almost fucking. My eye almost popped out of my head.
Am I funny now, Jay? Jesus.
Good one.
No, you're
not.
Funny
now. No. Still not.
No. Funny how?
But it's Dave
Attell. That, like, that's like I was like watching my parents' divorce. Like, it wasn't my fault, but I started to think it was.
Yeah.
Oh, well, man. It was kind of your. You threw me under the fucking bus, you cocksucker.
No, he said he tried to.
Yeah.
Wow, we really end
man, I hate being in this seat. Can I get my job back over there?
You have your job back.
Yeah. I don't think Scopo's hips
get out
in that chair.
Take your oud. Take your oud and beat it.
Oh.
Take your mandolin. I'm going to smash the riot cast guitar over your head. All right, I love you, Liz.
Bye, Liz. Bye, Liz.
Bye.
Call me.
I call you. You'd she's married.
I'm joking.
Oh. No, you're not. You do.
Seriously, call me.
Nobody calls anybody anymore. It's all
they had the fun. Let me tell you something about these two. Kevin Brennan, you know, he's a fucking, you know, his show. He attacks everybody.
He's a maniac.
He attacks Dave Attell the second the show starts.
What can you say about Dave Attell? Like,
dude, what are you doing all day? What do you do? You do nothing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Dude, he started. What do you. And Dave Attell, I mean, I never heard Dave Attell. He just came back at him. And they went at each other, and Dave was so funny. He said something so funny. I forget the line. You have to listen to it. Just go listen to the podcast.
One of the lines was...
It's riotcast.com. Hang on. I'm setting something up, you fucking...
The line was so funny. Just, I got to say, I know the line.
Shut up. Not
no.
Let,
he
you
wants to say something
stop.
Funny.
Hang on one second. Do you understand what I'm doing?
Yes.
What am I doing, Lauren?
Trying to make them go listen to it.
Going
subscribe.
To the...
If they would hear the good line, though, they'd hear more lines.
No, no. That's the line.
There's all lines.
You're a dummy.
There's 27,000 lines.
And just watch the monitors. Are you on your phone again, you fucking cunt? Get off the phone. We're wrapping it up. Okay. He said something funny. If you want to listen to it, go to radcast.com.
I will.
iTunes, and go listen to it. What was the line, dum-dum?
He said, why don't you, I'll go someplace, I'll call someplace you don't, no one has ever heard you. Call Hollywood.
Wow, I wish Attell said it.
Yeah. Could have used it.
Just go like Scopo could like make anything unfunny. Here's the seven words you can't say on television. Word number one, cock sucker. You lifeless fuck.
My wife Camille.
Take my wife. I hope you do.
Hickory dickory dock.
Niggers you know the rest people. Of this.
All right, let's wrap this fucking thing.
Should we finish this dice clay set? What do you think?
All right, we'll finish it up real quick.
Give it like one more joke. One more joke.
We'll give it one more joke.
I'll tell you. Don't worry about these.
I'm
gonna
stop one second. I'm gonna go. We're gonna go until Mike. Mike, you're gonna say when we end it.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
The next continuity issue.
What?
Is it more on Superman? Are we still on Superman?
Dice don't need applause.
Stop. That's hilarious. Fucking dude, he got an applause break on national. He goes, Dice don't need applause. He just said, fuck you for applause. That's fucking funny.
I am just.
That's a fuck
I don't
you.
Get it. Why not accept the applause?
Oh, you unfunny robot. Listen to me.
I don't get it.
I'll tell you why.
Hey, because, he's a funny robot.
Listen to me. Because he got an applause break and his character would be like, oh, I don't fucking need
I
you
don't
to.
Need it.
That's his character. He's so into fucking dice that they applaud him and he's like, I don't need your applause. That's brilliant.
I
think that's hilarious.
Saying.
Go ahead.
Explain the thing about Batman. See, it's all ego. Rich guy, right? I know about ego. I got an ego. Everybody's got an idol. Mine happens to be me. I get up 3-4 hours early to spend more time myself. You kidding? I got a mirror above my bed, so I'm the first one I see when I wake up in the morning. And I don't, it only covers like half the bed, because I don't need to see my wife. I just want to see what she's getting a look at all day long. It's all ego, and let me tell you something, that's what the world is now. And I got the call. Donnie T called me up. Donnie Trump, he goes, Dice. Because we're on a first name basis. He says, Dice, what do you think about being vice president for a little while? I said, number one, you know, I'm not a morning guy. And you fired me off of Apprentice because I couldn't bake a cupcake. First episode, Donnie.
Now, wait, pause. You know,
pause.
Now, Andrew Clay, the person, was on Celebrity Apprentice, but Andrew Dice Clay, the character, see, it's confusing.
Yeah, look at, yeah, so is in some X-Men movies, the timeline. Okay?
I know.
But we fucking let it slide. So yeah. Let it slide a little
How are
bit.
There two Sabretooths? Yeah.
How are there two Quicksilvers?
I know. No, there's been one Quicksilver, but two Mystiques.
Well, no, well, who's the quick guy in the fucking...
Oh, well, that's Marvel continuity, but right. Within, you know...
The X-Men. Yeah.
But Marvel and the X-Men, the Disney... Was it Disney X? What is it?
Yeah.
Disney.
There are two different Quicksilvers.
Yes, thank
yeah,
you.
Marvel.
Which one do you like better?
That's not timeline.
Which one do you like better?
That's universes.
Which one do you like?
Oh, the... I hate it because Marvel movies are much better, but the X-Men Quicksilver was much better.
So better.
That sequence
like,
is unbelievable.
Funny.
Who? You see more Nestle Quicksilver?
Wow. When that hit, when you got the Nestle part, did you get excited?
I was nervous. Yeah.
That was fucking good.
Like he was acting like he was doing a correspondence dinner.
Nestle? Nestle Quicksilver. You
it's great.
Go ahead.
I don't even know why these guys want to run for president anyway. They're all older than us. Come on, look at this guy over here. You don't,
pause.
Don't get out of bed.
We're not going to get
Ted
through
Cruz
this.
Is at least 15 years younger than Dice. Continue.
Like Spider-Man anymore and shoot your web on command. The minute I wake up in the morning, and I open my eyes, I'm like, what's this now? And my wife's laying there. She's going, what happened? I go, what happened? I'm 58 years old. That's what happened. I get out of a chair. My knee buckles. I bang against the wall. That's what happened. I look down my underwear. It looks like Santa's beard. That's what happened. And she's like, did you sleep good? How good can I sleep? You're still here. Go make me coffee.
What the fuck?
And then,
stop. No. Dude, it's fucking 2016. He just made a fucking massage. Go make me, you're still here. He did a fucking updated Rodney joke.
Yeah.
You're still here. Go make me coffee. What the fuck?
Even though he did blend a Marvel character, Spider-Man, into a larger bit about DC characters.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Continue.
And you make your way to the bedroom with the aches, the pains. You look at your body in the mirror like, what happened? Why does the back of my ass look like a basset hound's neck? And then you sit on the toilet and your balls are making iced tea. That when you go to flush, they're knocking off the walls of the toilet.
Pop.
Paper gets...
You know he had to fight to get balls on the air. Like, that was a huge fucking fight.
I think they said no, and he did it anyways.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and then they were like, yeah, just let it slide.
Yeah.
Trapped around it. It sucks getting older. You know, my wife got me for my birthday the life alert button. So I'm out with a couple friends.
See,
I'm a little embarrassed.
Being
my
older.
Friend goes, what's the
this
button?
Fascinating. It's hitting more, yeah.
It's interesting, yeah.
You know, it starts the car. So he hits the button, right? Here's the button. 5 minutes later, here come the police. Here come Secret Service, fire engines, paramedics. My friend says to me, goes, what's going on? I go, what's going on? What's going on? I'm probably going to be vice president. Oh! You've been a great crowd. That was.
I don't think he bombed.
No, it's not a bomb.
Well, that's all. But you guys said he bombed.
I didn't say he bombed. I said he bombed. I take it back. It's just not for me. Yeah. It's not my cup of jizz.
Yes, he did well.
Yeah, he did well.
I think he did well. I mean, for him coming back to sell out arenas,
yeah,
to fall from grace, and to come back and have a show on TV in your late 50s,
yeah,
and then go and do stand up, that's balls.
Yeah,
that's and sticking to your guns. You know what I mean? There's been some comics who actually changed it up. and, you know,
reinvented.
Reinvented or didn't evolve.
But that's good too. I mean, like, Carlin is the master of that.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I agree. But yeah. I think he bought. And his new show is fucking great.
Yeah.
Really great. All right, fuck it.
Good for him for doing it. I'm impressed that he did it.
Yeah. What? He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to.
I bet part of him's like, what's the worst that could happen? Right?
No, the worst that could happen that he could really have bombed 100%. And it, you know, look, is it the best 7 minutes of stand up that ever has been? But you know why? Because we're so fucking spoiled with late night stand up. It's so precise. It's so worked out. That's what I miss about fucking the Carson show. The comics that went on
were loose.
They were loose. They did themselves. It was what they were. Now it's the fucking.
Oh boy, Liz is back.
Oh, she's taking a poor twink in there. What's she doing to him?
That's the new guy.
Dude, if you need help, just scream twice.
I think they brought a crumb cake.
But now, like the reality is, like, you know, you said like Letterman's gone. Like the late night set doesn't mean as much. I think that the Netflix hour is the new late night set. That is the way to now get discovered.
It's funny because the top 50 Netflix hours was just announced today.
Top 50?
Top 50 Netflix comedy hours. And Gary Gumman
and
was...
And the Netflix hours are going to be announced next week.
Gary Gumman was in the top 50.
Wow, already.
And fucking Bob Kelly. So,
so it's not reliable. So it's not based on viewers. No.
Hey, I got a question. They're saying Dice was around before Attell, and then that's why Dice influenced Attell. Is that true? Attell's been around for a while.
Who the fuck?
I believe that Dice is before.
Yeah, but who? Yeah. Who? Unless they're in their 60s, how do they know?
Right.
Well, you read some comedy books, you learn the history, and then
that's in comedy books.
Yeah.
What's a comedy book?
Like a, you know, a book that talks about the comedy strike in the 70s.
If you're a comic and you've ever read a book, you're not a comic.
That's not true.
Any book.
Any
book.
That's just Louis J. Gomez.
Who's number one on the Netflix?
Aziz.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Porter.
Chris Porter.
Oh, he's 50.
Yeah.
He's, okay.
Oh, you gotta go through the whole thing.
Oh well, boy.
Boo.
I think it's gonna take a while.
Now is this like? This isn't ratings.
Hey. Look at that.
All right, almost last.
I'm right after that fucking.
I think Jesselneck was first.
42, Jimmy Carr. I'll take
Wait,
that.
Who was right? Who was right after?
40.
Who was right after Bobby?
It was
Dimitri.
Yeah,
Dimitri Martin.
Okay.
And then
Ferguson.
Craig. That's good. Jimmy
Carr should have been higher up.
Yeah.
Or lower. They all just say not Bobby Kelly.
Oh, look at that.
Let's not get carried away.
5 o'clock Shadow Quinn.
Who's that?
Yeah,
Angela Johnson. She's big.
Is she funny?
She's big.
Jim Jeffries, Chelsea Peretti. Hers was funny. There's Gallman, 35.
Look at that.
That was great.
The King, Cat Williams.
Didn't he just get beat up
Dane
by like
Cook?
A fourth grader or something?
Yeah. Rough around the edges.
Seventh.
Seventh. Okay. But a small seventh grader.
It's the difference Trevor between Noah. Albany and Buffalo.
Right. Patton Oswalt. You know, that was so sad. I want to say that.
Oof. Terrible.
So about I don't know Patton Oswalt. I've met him maybe once.
I can't believe they
released
that.
He's my hero, man.
They released that special the week after his wife died, too. I can't
It was the same day. She passed away, I think, that he's my fucking idol. He's my hero. I got to work with him on Schumer, and it was like a dream come true.
The saddest fucking thing ever.
Horrible.
Man. I mean, really, my heart goes out to him. Prayers go out to him and his
seven-year-old daughter. Brutal.
Man, come on! I can't fucking understand it.
Was it a heart attack, cancer?
I don't know.
I know nobody knows.
She was a brilliant writer in her own right.
Mm. I think I read aneurysm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Shitty. I feel. I mean, I heard that. I was so sad.
Yeah, that's
it's
insane.
Terrible, man. You know,
suddenly,
just
he's,
in the middle of the night, and then
the
you
best.
Know. I mean, fuck. It's like, what do you do? And I think of that all the time, having a kid. Like, if I have a, God forbid, I've ever lost my wife, what do I do? Do I stay? I don't know. Like, do I stay home? Do I not go? Do you take the kid? What do you fucking do?
Got scope of raising your kid now.
Let's say Lauren moves in.
Yeah, probably.
He was having a fucking moment, Deepu. Being really serious.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, he threw a joke out there. It fucking fell because there was a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why? Not because I wasn't funny?
I'd move in.
That would kill him.
And
also,
Max.
There's a much more likely chance.
If you move
that
into my house, I'm fucking you. Yeah, you know that. Big, queefy pussy and all.
Yeah.
That's all you'd hear coming out of my house.
and you crying the whole time. In the arms of an angel.
Come here, Max.
I feel very bad for him.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It's just terrible. Okay. All right, let's get out of here. What do you got, buddy?
So the current season of Inside Amy Schumer is on. So check that out. And I have a Comedy Central Snapchat series called You're Wrong that premieres later this month.
What is that about?
I take popular nerd opinions and I tell you why they're bullshit.
Now, Snapchat is...
You got four of those today.
How many seconds is that?
It's about 2 minutes, 2.5.
2 minutes.
We taped them last week. They're fucking great. But
Snapchat, when you videotape, it only goes for how long?
24 hours.
It's a little.
No. When you push different. The button, what do you mean?
It's because like it's, you're on Comedy Central Snapchat.
Snapchat
right?
Discover.
So yeah, so it's like it's
longer.
Like two minutes. Yeah, you could. There's a bunch of videos on there, and then you can swipe up, and then you can watch the full video.
Oh no, shit. That sounds cool, man.
Yeah, it was super fun. I talk about why Ben Affleck was a terrible Batman. I talk about why pro wrestling is real to me. You know, shit like that.
I could fucking talk to you because I'm a nerd, but I'm not. Like, I love all the shit that you're into.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't look like you.
Yeah.
You look like an out of shape Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Can't flex Luthor.
Right.
Boo.
I know.
His was funny. Let it go. Yeah. Stop trying to punch up. What else you got? Anything else?
I mean, that's a good one.
Twitter, what you...
I'll be at Bridgetown Comedy Festival June 1st through the 5th. My Twitter is at TheMikeLawrence. You know, I perform all around the city and, I help produce, and I'm the permanent judge on the Roastmasters at the Stand every other Tuesday.
That's great, man. I love having you on, buddy. Good to see you.
Thanks, man.
All right, what do you got, Marky?
Hey, come out and see me at Nashville Zanies. I think this comes out in time.
Yep. Next Sunday this comes out. So.
All right, great.
It's a great club.
Yeah, I've never
been. Love those. Oh, dude. What a great city and a great club.
Yeah, I love the city.
And they put you up in a great hotel.
Oh, can't wait.
So, yeah, it's fucking beautiful city, man.
All
right. You gotta love it. And the club is just, it's an old school club.
I like that.
It's real old school. It used to be in a sketchy kind of neighborhood. Now it's not, of course. But you gotta go. You like the White Stripes?
Sure.
His recording studios are there.
Oh.
And you can go in and make an album.
What?
Yeah, we did that with Bergazzi. Yeah.
How'd that go down?
Yeah, you can go inside and just sing a song, bring a fucking instrument in, and push the button. And it's like a phone booth.
Yeah.
And it's from way back in the day. And you can make an album, and they actually print you a vinyl song you do. So you should go check that out.
People, you can come. You can have an album.
not just anybody.
Then I'm going to be on Conan again, May 23rd. So all right, check that out. You can shit all over my comment section like I just did to Dice. And then I'm at the Vancouver Comedy Mix the weekend after that.
So. Vancouver. I love Vancouver.
Great city.
Fucking love it. Got to get some chopsticks.
Hmm.
I don't know why I said that.
All right.
Whatever.
You seem more like a shovel kind of guy.
Oh, in that studio.
Dude, you're one of the fucking quickest, funniest motherfuckers out there, dude. Love you. I love having you on the show,
thanks
dude.
For having
you're
love
fucking
doing it.
Always a killer.
Thanks.
What's up?
Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie?
Buffalo and Albany. No, I...
You're at Comedy Central,
actually,
fucking Vancouver.
I'm at the Great American Comedy Festival with you and Joe, actually. Which
when's
cool.
that? Oh, great. Where is that?
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Yeah, June, what is it, the 12th?
Yeah.
15th?
Where is
Nebraska.
It?
Nebraska.
Oh, no
Nebraska.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's not... I fucking love Nebraska.
It's Johnny Carson's hometown, I believe.
Yeah.
Isn't that his festival?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
That's great. So, you're going to be out there. What else you got?
Let's see, the Limestone Festival.
And you're moving, right?
I should be moving to LA, I think, pretty soon, July.
That's great. So, are you scared?
A little bit. A little bit.
Good for you.
Yeah,
that's great. Well, I'm glad you came on.
Thanks again, man. I'm so happy to
any fucking
have you back
time,
on,
Jay.
So.
I love you to death. You're fucking. I mean, you weren't that good this time.
I know, right?
No, I'm kidding. No, you know why I'm saying that? Because this is what I was saying. Because I know she's gonna fucking think that you were fucking fine. I know you're gonna say something in your head like, "Oh, fucking thing. You're fine. You're great."
You
I love when you're on.
Just like a female comic.
Almost. Yeah, you're almost there. Almost there.
I'm joking.
You are literally the meanest. I know why Sherrod choked you out.
Jay, you know how hard it would have been to be the worst today?
Good point. Yeah.
I love this fucking
You can
microphone.
Never be the worst. That's a good feeling.
Not here. Yeah. All right. Well, great having you on. And anytime you want to call in, just, you know, just make sure you call Scopo and check with him, and then he'll check with me. It's not like, you know, every time, but most of the time, if you want to come
awesome.
On
Thanks,
in the
man.
Next, you know, once a year, if you want to, you know, maybe twice a year. No, I'm sorry, Jay, I love you. Anytime you want. Scopo, I mean, Deepu, what do you got?
Twitter, Instagram, R2Deepu. I got my weekly bar show at Paddy's on Park Slope. And thank you for letting me sit at the table.
You had fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of great time.
I think you did good. You were a little fucking...
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you know? But up front, you were trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think you got into your zone.
Yeah.
No?
I think I started okay, and then you started making eye contact with me every time I told a joke, and then I got scared.
Yeah, that happens.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're an imposing...
I like that he provided an important role of being an authority on other people's comedy without ever providing any of his own.
Mm. When did I say... Wait, no, I did say Larry bombed, but yeah. that was general consensus. But outside of that, I'm very humble about the opinion. Anyway.
Well... This is how I want my mic from now on.
Okay.
What were you saying?
Never mind.
Something about bombing. You bombed your bomb speech.
It's a Tuesday.
Lauren, first of all, you did a great job on the computer today. Thanks. Flawless.
I was helping her out.
Oh, boy.
Why do you got to do that? Why
a little
can't
bit.
Why can't let have a moment?
You know, give me a moment, man.
Okay, yeah, you did great.
And I like that sweater.
Oh, thanks.
All right. And thank you for washing.
Of course. I showered this morning.
What do you got, baby?
Just at Lauren Cabrera on Twitter and Instagram. And I just want to repeat May 22nd, PodFest, YKWD Live at 9:30 p.m. Dan, Joe, Lewis, and Colin Quinn will be our special guest that
what
night.
What a lineup so that is.
You can go to our
Murder's
Twitter.
Row.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram. Yeah. The link to buy tickets are there. I think they're like $12. So
it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time. And I'm glad PodFest is, you know, doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
What else we got? Anything?
Just
we got Scopo's dates. You want to do?
Yeah.
No, we're going to do that. I just okay. She's promoting. I know how to do this show.
Okay.
Just go to and like our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and you could see us posting all the updated.
I tell you, the fucking YouTube channel. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Yeah.
Last week's episode was nuts.
Yeah, like 50 comments.
Yeah, it's great. But we have like 4,000 people viewed it.
Yeah, it was a hot episode. I think it got some traction on some other website. I'll have to look into that. But
yeah.
I think some people were talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I forgot what came up. But
it was good, man. I'm glad that people are digging the show. So if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Stop fucking around.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have, like I said before, the new apps. With Libsyn, you know, it's a great way for you as the fan to donate to the show. It's $1.99 a month. You go to the thing, you get all the back episodes. 10 will always be free because I'm not going to charge, but we have to make money. You know, we want to start making some cash flow in here. We do this every week for free, and we need to start paying these guys and girls for what they do. And they do a lot, trust me.
Less than a cup of coffee.
What's that?
Less than a cup of coffee.
It's actually...
That's just more about how expensive coffee has gotten.
Yeah, so make sure you go Libsyn, get the app of iTunes and the Android platform, and listen to the show from there. It's actually a great fucking app to listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the back episodes. So if you're looking for the back episodes and you don't find them, that's because they're there. And for $1.99 a month, you can have them. All right? So make sure you do that. What else? Thanks for donating. Thanks for... go to the Amazon, too. Where's our Amazon link?
Amazon link.
We got to get that. I got to talk to Dr. Steve.
Okay.
Because he makes fucking... Everybody uses Amazon now, and if they use our link, we'll make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Riotcast page. You go to hit the YKWD, then it pops up on our thing. And Amazon's right there.
If you ever buy anything on Amazon, go there. Okay, Scopo, what do you got?
Yeah, I'll be in Boston May 19th at the Davis Square Theater with Tim Dillon. It should be a fun show.
That'll be great.
Yeah,
Tim's a beast.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Come out to that and get me on Facebook and Twitter at Chris Scopo.
And are you setting up a bluegrass band somewhere?
What's my dates, buddy?
Oh, I didn't have that because I'm doing this. Oh. Sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me? I got fucking two of you.
We're gonna splice out this gap.
You didn't figure that out.
Why is it on me? I'm doing this.
But why wouldn't you say, look, I'm not doing that today because I'm doing this. Can you fucking make sure you have that?
I taught you my job. Teach me yours.
It's called producing.
It's all right. Yeah. Whatever.
May 11th, you'll be at the Empire Casino in Yonkers, New York.
Yonkers, New York. Shitty place. Great gig. So if you want to come see me locally in Westchester, there you go. Everybody, when are you going to be in Westchester? I'm there. So make sure you show up.
I'll be May there. 13th, Improv, West Palm Beach in Florida.
I'm very excited. I haven't been to the West Palm Beach Improv in a long time. Since they changed it over. The last time I went there was the small club. I'm very excited about that. I'm actually going to be doing the radio show down there too.
Paul and Ron?
Paul and Young Ron, yeah. But I
That's
think
my
I'm,
hometown, yeah.
I think I'm going to be co-hosting with him. I think
oh,
one,
nice.
One of he's taking, I think they're taking the day off, so I'm going to be doing it with him. So I'm excited. I love those guys. They're
I'm
really
glad
fun.
You're, my dad will hear you even if he doesn't acknowledge me.
Maybe I'll get a cigar with him. We'll talk about you.
So you'll be there the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And then on May 20th and 21st, you'll be at the Arlington Draft House.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Arlington. And June 18th, House of Independence in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Yeah.
June 24th, 25th, McGuire's in Bohemia, New York. And
yeah. And then I'm in Aruba, baby.
Ooh, I'm past the McGuire's.
Aruba, what's
Love
that?
To do it.
What?
I'm past the McGuire's.
All right, cool. Get on it. Love You're on. It. Get on. Get on it.
Aruba, is that Aruba Ray?
Aruba Ray.
Nice.
I'm
nice.
Very excited about that. And the show airs June 30th on FX. I'm very This season's fucking great. I'm very excited about it. And so make sure you spread the word about sex and drugs and rock and roll. Follow me on Twitter. And make sure you follow everybody on this show on Twitter. Make sure you check out all the shows on Riotcast. We have all these, I think 19, 20 shows on there. Yeah. They're all fucking great. They're all unique and they're amazing. So make sure you go there and support all the shows. You guys are the best fans in the world. Thanks so much for listening live. And we'll see you next week. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.